Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears. Cam Kardashian. Paris Hilton. Yeah, that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global.
I mean, the lines are blowing up.
And our shop, which is actorsbreakdown.com/shop, S-H-O-P-P-E. Oh, look at you. All right, anybody, I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Here, hammer. Hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. Boy, it was powerful. This is a no-win situation.
Sorry. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. I am Brian Hammer Jackson. You're listening to Hammer Radio Network 96.7. We got a great show. 304 is in the studio. I don't want to keep anybody on hold. 304, welcome to the show. You're live on the air.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Who am I talking to, 304?
Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, yeah.
That's the spot right there.
What's on your mind, 304?
Talk to me, Daddy.
Talk to you, Daddy.
Am I your daddy?
I'll talk to you dirty. Well, I can't tell. Are you a guy or a girl?
Yeah.
Talk to you dirty. What do you want me to say to you?
You turn me on.
I do, you dirty, dirty girl, you. Are you a girl or are you a guy?
Figure it out, baby.
Wait a minute. I have somebody here who can talk dirty to you. Wait a minute. Hold on. Good morning, lovely
How
Lisa.
You?
There's...
Hey.
Lisa, we'll talk. Good morning.
Having fun already, are you?
I guess some they want me to talk dirty to them, Lisa. I mean, I don't know what to say. I mean, you're a dirty, dirty, dirty girl or guy. Well, let's not talk about gender. You're a dirty, dirty. I don't know. You think it's a guy? I think it's a guy.
I do, because they're trying too hard.
Honey, come on. Come on,
you
Daddy,
dirty.
Spank me.
Well, Daddy called you a dirty, dirty little bitch. Daddy doesn't. Daddy's gonna spank you and put something in your diaper. You know that? That's what I'm gonna do.
Ooh.
Oh God. Help me out, Lisa. It's in the morning. It's too much in the morning. It's
honey,
too early
please,
for
like
this. Lisa left me. All right, you dirty, dirty little guy.
Come on, Daddy.
Tell me, since you're on the air right now, where are you from, dirty boy?
I'm from your world.
That's a dark, dark, dark world. That's a very dark
very
world.
Very dark.
Lisa, Dirty Boy is back.
Yeah,
can you handle this for me? Can you handle this for me?
You know me and
my daddy talk dirty to me.
We don't get along, so I don't know if I can help you at all, but, hey.
I just came out of here after a week, and I got Dirty Boy here.
Right.
All
right,
Dirty Boy.
Yeah.
I have to go on with the show, and I have to punish you later. Is that okay? Daddy has to go to work now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Daddy has to go to work now. Say goodbye to Daddy.
I can't say goodbye to you.
I told you, Mel.
Shit.
You dirty little bastard. How you doing, man?
I got you. You got you, didn't I, bro?
You did. Everybody, this is the Mr. Jackhammer here. Jesse, the Jackhammer. How you doing, Jesse?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
Good. You know Lisa, Miss Lisa here? You know Miss Elisa?
I don't think.
Oh, really?
That's the voice. No.
Oh, well, I'm a big fan.
How you
of
doing,
Jesse,
Lisa?
Are you still...
Good, and you? Great impression, by the way. Not really.
I know.
Thank you.
He had me.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got me. He got me. I didn't even recognize it.
You had Brian, but I knew it wasn't a female. I knew it wasn't a female. Because you're trying too hard. And not
right.
Even a gay guy tries that hard. Come on, man.
Like when I told him I was in his world, and he goes to a very dark world, and I said, no, it's very, very dark there.
Very dark there.
You know, it's very, it's good to hear your voice, Jesse. And how's the show
it's
doing?
Good to hear yours,
I hope
bro.
Hey, man, it has been. And how's your show doing? Are you still doing it?
Show's on pause right now because we're traveling from one state to another.
Oh, okay. Is it by choice or are you running away from the police?
No. Yeah, you're my sidekick. You're part of it.
I'm your mute. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah.
I told you, Brian, get rid of that body last night. You didn't listen to me.
I know. I told you not to put it in a trunk. And I told you.
I told you,
you know,
quit smacking his ass.
Oh, that's too funny.
You just too busy to smack that ass.
You know what? It's just automatic. I was born that way. Doctor smacked me, and I said, you know what? This feels good. Let me bring joy to the world. And I got a smacking ass. On today's show, one second, on today's show, it's an important show. Again, I've been off the air for a while, so I feel like I'm new to this again. Well, here we go.
Welcome
headline.
Back, man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Thank you, Jesse. Well, the headline, fake news media, together with some of the other... Well, here it is. It's going to be a hard title to read, but I'll try to make sense of it. The fake news media, together with some of the other perverts on Fox News, that's what Trump said. He called them perverts, and we're going to explore that. Trump is furious with Fox News and their selection, and he called them perverts. He wants Fox News to get their head out of their ass and stop it. We'll get into that story. And, you know, people think about Bezos like he was born rich. Well, the question was Jeff Bezos born rich? And then if, you know, the answer, which he wasn't, how did he become the most wealthiest man on this planet? And then we have another story about a male nurse who was fired for sexually harassing a female colleague half his age. And then he sued the company, which I'm all for. Because there's so many false allegations and men are just falling down the wayside, I think they should. But this guy, I'm not on his side. He's claiming that it's his Filipino culture that allows him to kiss and hug up on women and stuff like that.
Filipino
We're going to talk about that.
Culture.
Yeah. He's going to blame it on his culture. We're born to hug and know this. There's one thing I did not put up that I really wanted to talk about is Cuomo. And I'm going to put that up later. There's a thing that he's being charged with, which is forcible touching. Never such a thing in my life. And it's a misdemeanor. But they're going after him with forcible touching. And if you could figure out what forceful touching is, we can have a conversation on that. And then there's George Floyd. It's a ghost. No, actually it's not. Forceful touching, let's just say, it's unwanted touching. And this kind of gets into the gray area. Because if you're in a concert or you're on Black Friday and the lines are so close and people are pushing and pushing. Now, let's just say that there's a girl in front of you and the line is pushing and pushing and she says back off and you don't back off. Can she sue you for meaning that you're rubbing up on her or you're hitting her butt or maybe you're lurching forward and you're accidentally touch some member of her body? She can sue you.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's unwanted touching.
It's very unwanted touching. That's very inappropriate.
Right.
It's like I saw a video of a student going after another student, getting ready to bust his head open. He ran around the teacher stepping in, and he grabbed the guy that was running from the other dude, the other student. He grabbed the teacher's breast on accident. She goes, "That's inappropriate."
Yeah.
That's sexual assault. That's what you're saying. That's sexual assault. Yeah.
Right. We're getting to this. Society that even if we touch something, I mean, it's just this, I don't know if I'm going to call it a clinical, this is weird. But anyway, I'll read the story, but that's what foretouching is. And let's say you're in line, and Jesse just said it beautifully. You can accidentally touch someone. Or, back in my day, you used to pinch a butt, and the girls would pinch your butt. But if let's say you pinched the wrong butt and she gets upset, she can sue you and claim it's a criminal thing as forcible touching. Forcible touching is touching somebody's body that they don't agree that you should do it, even by accident. They can put you up for criminal charges. This is where we are. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that. And today, our last story will be George Floyd.
Biden released, while you're talking about headlines, Biden released stated that I'm not your president, Trump is.
Well,
yep.
I'll be fair, though, with that, Jesse. I never claimed, even when Trump was president, I never claimed he was my president. So I'm going to give that a pass because I would never admit that Donald Trump was my president, you know?
No, I understand. I'm just saying that's what he stated.
Yeah, I know. And here's another lady.
He could be taken in so many different contexts.
True.
So
that is true.
True.
Some people never admitted that Obama was their president. So I think it's fair game to say that. I think it's fair game. And here's another woman who will sue you with forcible touching. Ellen Jay's in the studio. Ellen, you got Jesse and you got Miss Elisa in the studio. Hello, Ellen Jay.
Hey.
Hey, Ellen.
See, here's the thing with Ellen. Ellen is a walking class action lawsuit. Because
really?
Ellen is about, yeah, she's about 5, what are you, 5'5", Ellen? 5'5", 5'4"?
5'3 and a half.
She's 5'3". Her breast is 6 foot. So what I'm trying to say is that she has big breasts. Now, if you actually cut in line, you cannot cut in line without nudging her breasts or getting in front of her breasts or whatever. And she could turn around going, "Hey, you touched me." The guy goes, "No, I didn't." "Yeah, you did. Forcible touching." She has a criminal suit against you. As simple as that.
Oh, my God.
Even though she's grabbing one breast and she's, you know, she's waving it around and batting you around saying, "Get away." She's using it as a, "Get away, get away, get away." It still counts as forcible touching. Ellen Jay there. All right, so these are the stories. George Floyd, today they're going to be voting in Minneapolis, and I'm against it to defund the police department. And that's the ghost of George Floyd, and we're going to talk about that. But first I want to talk about something very serious, you know. If you guys saw
dun, he comes back from the dead.
If you saw the marquee is what I post. You will see the Grim Reaper choking a nice little innocent white zombie girl. Well, the Grim Reaper is me, and the zombie girl is my granddaughter. My granddaughter is such an actress and everything, and she likes to play with Grandpa. So we did that photo. We did a couple of things.
Oh, I gotta see it.
Do you? If you look, yeah, if you look at the marquee, you'll see it.
Yeah,
you'll see it on my page
it.
Too. You'll see it on my page even better.
I gotta get back on Facebook
because
I need to see it.
Well, a person got, believe it or not, a person got mad at that photo. I'm telling you the truth. And
what?
Says that is child promoting.
Is it the one where he's choking her and all that? Just playing like he's choking her or something?
Right, that's me. That's me choking her. I'm the Grim Reaper. I'm in that outfit.
I know. I'm saying that. Did they get mad at that one, or which one did they get mad at?
They got mad at both. They got mad at
the
choking one. They got mad at they said I was promoting children violence, violence against children.
But
that picture.
Not.
It was a Halloween picture that she's an actress, and we were playing, but the second one, if you've seen it, my little granddaughter, she was Ariel, I guess Ariel the mermaid.
Ariel.
I don't know who Ariel is.
Mm-hmm.
So there's one where my hands are above her head, but she has her butt out and she's just smiling at the camera. So some people are saying that's promoting a negative thing about women's sexuality. These are the two things I got. I go, I can't believe that. Yeah, I'm not kidding you. I'm not lying. I'm saying, are you freaking kidding me? I mean, this is
sexuality.
Halloween. Right. Well, if you look at her, and she's another little actress, if you look at it, she's just sitting there, you know. I don't know how people read things, but I can't really change people's mind. It is just disgusting.
Yeah.
I have fun with the little grandkids. I threw them in the bounce house.
Wow.
And if you would have saw me handle the kids this weekend, they were a bounce house, and she was afraid to go in the mouth of an alligator, but you go through the mouth of an alligator, and then you bounce up and down. And I said, are you kidding me? I picked her up by her feet, and I threw her in the alligator's mouth. Now, if you would have took a snapshot of that,
wow.
She started to giggle.
I guess your picture leaked out, Brian, right? Of you wearing your thongs.
Oh.
Everybody thought that was sexuality there, baby.
It could be. This world is crazy. But it brings me to another subject that I want to talk about. And I didn't think I had to talk about it, and I had to look at it a different way. See, if you look at my granddaughters, they are white. So I had to bring... So the news was coming up, and they asked me about something. And for the very first time when I was a kid, a black kid, my parents had to tell me how cruel the world was. I'm not going to go into detail, but any black child, black family know that at 5 or 6, when we can go and play outside, they have to talk about what we can't do, what we should not do, how to behave if the policeman comes, you know, the talk. That was the talk. So it ruins our childhood because now it makes us fearful of the world, that we're going to either get hung, we're going to get killed, or we're going to get shot. That's all that image is to us. And that meant for us to be safe. But I never had this talk before. So I looked at my kids, and they love me to death. I love them to death. And there's something on the news that brought their attention, and we had to have a talk. And I thought I'd never have to talk to white kids. And I had to take the white kids. I'm keeping my grandkids safe, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, how do I have this talk? And the talk was about white shaming. And they didn't understand what white shaming was. And I said, there are going to be some people, some black people, some brown people, and some Asian people will tell you about your history and make you feel guilty about something that you had nothing to do with. They go, like, what, Grandpa? Well, like slavery and repression and oppression, you know. So I had to explain, but I was on the white people's side, not the black people's side, and I had to be very careful to tell the history about slavery and how they black people were treated, and some people want to make it right, history right. So I explained it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I feel guilty, Brian, because I didn't take you frog gigging.
What's that, Jesse? I didn't hear you.
I said I feel guilty because I didn't take you frog digging.
You're going to take frog digging. Oh, you know what? Jesse loves that. The Grim Reaper going, yeah, that's frogging, baby. That's real frogging. But I had a talk to her and say, sometimes people want to make history right, and you cannot make history right. But then there's going to be some people with different colors who may want to make you feel ashamed of something you did not do. I had to go that area, and that was new to me, you know what I mean? And I said, I'm black, and you know I'm black, and I love you. She goes, I know you are. You're my grandpa. I go, I know. But there's going to be some people on my side, or black people, and there's going to be some white people who are not happy who they are, and are still mad at something that happened before that you have nothing to do with. And they may try to white shame you, make you try to feel guilty about something, like how people were treated in the past. They may make you feel guilty.
And you know something, Brian?
I had that talk.
The people that are still pissed off about it, they had nothing to do with it either.
Right.
You're right, Ellen. That's right. That's true.
I mean, I don't agree with white shaming as well as I don't agree with being racist towards black people. I don't agree with that. But I don't think we have to shame white people. I don't think anybody should be ashamed, you know, should be shamed. You know what I'm saying? I don't think there should be an edge of any person. But you're dealing with 5-year-olds and you're dealing with 8-year-olds who have questions and they're so innocent. And you try to say, love is love. And it doesn't matter, boy, girl, girl, boy, whatever. Love is love, kids. Difference is fantastic and makes you stronger. And I had to explain the boogeyman. These are things that I never read no book. And I put it as the boogeyman. And she goes, boogeyman? I go, yeah. And the boogeyman's real. Goes, Grandpa, what is the boogeyman? Well, the boogeyman lives in Louisiana. No, I'm kidding. I'm just seeing if Ellen's listening. The boogeyman are things that bump through the night, but they're very cowards and they scare and you are stronger than them because they run away. They have no strength. And the boogeyman will always show himself. So you don't have to worry about what they look like because they will be happy to show themselves to you. Meaning there are a lot of nice people in this world. But then there's the boogeyman. And they will try to do things to trick you, get you to do things, to harm you. And they go, really, Grant? I go, yeah, but you're stronger than that because they're very weak. Because as soon as you find out and they show themselves to you, they run away. Because your voice is your strength, and if you can't say anything, you can kick them, and they run away like little tiny cowards, and they start laughing. Because I'm not trying to make them fearful of the world. I'm trying to make them, this is real. And it goes, well, who are the boogeymen? I go, you never have
you
to worry
just,
about the boogeymen.
You just want them to be leery of the world, not fearful
aware.
Of it.
Yeah, that
yeah.
Everybody is not all nice, but then everybody's not all bad. And there's more nice people in this world than there are bad people. So the bad people or the boogeyman, they show themselves. You don't have to worry about them. Like the woman I told you that tried to steal my grandkids in front of me and put her in a cart. You remember that story? I told you that story.
Yeah, you know what? A similar thing happened to me and my brother when we were younger. We were living in Italy, and the Italians, they had never seen blonde-haired children before. You know, my mom, we were walking with my mom. Richard was in his stroller, and I was walking beside her. And this lady, she came out of a toy store and everything. I mean, they always wanted to give us stuff. And this one lady, she tried to snatch me and my brother away from my mom.
Yeah, in broad daylight. This one lady was so blatant, she's going, put kid in cart, we go. Why am I putting my grandkid in your cart? What is this? She's not a basket of fruit. Put her in cart. Listen, lady, get out of here. So you're right. These people, with this new thing about... they're just blatant out there now. They're not even hiding.
I mean, did you see the one? They had one on Inside Edition. It was this homeless lady.
Mm-hmm.
Was it a lady? I think it was a guy. He ran up to this woman. She was walking with her four grandkids, and he ran up to this woman, and he snatched one away from her, and he started running across the street.
Yeah.
And
right.
the lady couldn't do anything because she had three younger ones that she had to keep an eye on. And if it wasn't for somebody that was on the street, went and chased the guy
mm-hmm.
to get that little baby back, that baby mm-hmm. would have disappeared.
Yeah. This is the world we live in. So that's how, so I'm not going to go on, but that's how I have explained the boogeyman, that he will always show himself. He's always weak, and he's scared of you. And he goes, what do you mean? Well, if you scream, they run away, or if you tell somebody, they hide. They're very weak people. You are stronger than the boogeyman. And the boogeyman hides in the shadows, and you are going to, if they come to you, you'll know the signs. When you feel something not right, or they say something that's not right to you, that is the boogeyman. And you are stronger than that, and you go away from them. And if they go towards you, you scream, you yell, you shout and everything, and watch them run like little bitches. Yes, I did use the word bitches.
Yeah, what did Cindy say?
Well, she kind of giggled and laughed and go, watch yourself. I said, oh, that's the kids. So anyway. It's weird to have that talk in reverse of like the talk that I had when I was a child, that you guys want to hang us, you want to shoot us, you want to lock us up, you want to kill us, and God forbid if we look at your women, you want to take away our dicks. And so, yeah, my grandma said that. They'll take a, they knew something. I remember she had to talk with me. And they go, and I wasn't listening. She was on, you know, my eyes were rolling. I have ADD. I have ADHD or whatever. Look at their little mom's flying around. Listen, boy, they're going to take your dick away. What? What? White
people that caught your
dicks.
Attention.
Yeah, I did.
I had that talk one time. Yeah, we were frog gigging when that happened.
Yeah, would you stop it with your frog gigging? Jesus, Jesse. You're a little horny guy right now. You're a little horny toad today, aren't you? All right, let's go frog digging. Speaking of horny, how's your wife doing?
She's sick.
How's she doing?
She is, bro, but she's sick.
She's sick? What's wrong?
We don't know yet. We're waiting for the doctor to call about 1 o'clock. But her cousin, that I want to tell everybody, please pray for her cousin. He got taken out by ambulance. He's very, very sick. He has pneumonia and the coronavirus, and they have him on the breathing machine right now. They're talking about putting him on the ventilator machine, and he's not doing well at all.
I'm sorry to hear that, Jesse. I'm really sorry. Are you vaccinated and your family?
Everybody's vaccinated.
Right. I'm really sorry. You got my prayers right now. It's tough. Was the person on the ventilator vaccinated?
He's not on the ventilator yet. But I'm sure he is with his job. But I'm just saying he's not on the ventilator yet. He's on O2 oxygen.
Right.
But they've been talking about putting him on the ventilator, and they said it. Only person can bring this, heal him is God now. This is all in God's hands because of how bad he is.
Right. Right, Phil.
So.
I'm vaccinated, but I think I have it. I think I have COVID, and because I could hardly breathe, I'm coughing a lot. I have trouble breathing.
That's because you're smoking like a chimney.
All right, you. Enough of you. Outing me like that. I'm blaming it on COVID, you.
Yeah, okay.
No, maybe smoking
and
COVID.
Yeah, the first thing they're going to ask you is, are you a smoker? Yeah, and
yeah.
I hope Cindy said, yeah, like a chimney.
She probably does. She quit, though. She decided to quit.
Or, you know, or they ask you if you're a smoker, and Cindy will say, yeah, like a George Foreman grill.
That's pretty good. I got to stop smoking now. But let's go on our news. And here we go, everybody. Oh, by the way, we're going to start this off. Sorry. Ellen, Jays, and more. Ellen Jay is going to start off her show. Ellen, please tell everybody about your business.
Well, like Brian was trying to choke out Ellen's Gibson more. And I have an online store where you can find anything and everything that you want, from adult goodies to music and movies and toys for the kids and clothes. And I also do direct sales. I have steep tea. I have Java Mama, which is coffee, cocoa, tea. I have Synergence, which is really, really good skincare and makeup items. I have, what else do I have? Oh, I have Scentsy. If you love candles but you don't really like the flame and you don't like the soot that the flames leave, Scentsy is different warmers, you know, cute little warmers that you can put little pieces of wax in, and it lasts for like 60 to 80 hours depending on the size of the warmer. And we also have, if you don't like being plugged in, we have fans, diffusers, and all kinds of good stuff like that. We have room sprays. We have cleaning items. We have stuff for your pets. We have kids' items, everything. So that's just a couple of the businesses that I do. Uh-oh, where'd everybody go?
I am listening. I'm driving on Uber, but I heard every last bit of where you just said.
I did, too.
Let me know if anybody wants anything, because Christmas is coming up, and we have all kinds of sales. And, another one of the things that I have is, you guys have heard of the Body Shop, right? They're mostly in the mall. They have, you know, skincare items and, you know, body butters and body mists and everything. Something like Bath and Body Works, but they're
I've heard of the body shop. Yes,
yeah.
I've heard of it.
Well, now they went into the direct sales business, and they're called the Body Shop at Home.
Oh, they did.
And
wow.
Yeah, and they have, you know, you can get the same stuff that you get in the stores at the mall, and, you know, we're having a 25% off skincare, makeup, and fragrance sale until November 17th. So anything in those categories.
I'm hearing clicking. Is that just me?
No, I don't hear
anything.
Hold on, clicking.
I'm going to mute my phone because I'm on another app and it's probably through the other
no,
app.
No, it's okay, baby. Okay.
I'm on mute over here, so I got my phone.
I thought it was
me.
I thought it was me. It's okay. Thank you for saying
that. I'm muted over on my ear.
Okay. Well, Ellen, that is great.
Mm-hmm.
That is great.
Yep, 25% off until November 17th.
Right. How much is off?
25% off makeup, skincare, and fragrances until November 17th. So if you're looking for Christmas gifts, Christmas is coming up.
Wow. There you go. Ellen's offering 25% off, and if you buy more, maybe she'll take 50% off. You know what I'm
no.
talking about?
No. Hello, Ellen. How are you doing?
Mr. King of all kings, Mr. King, your royal hiney, how you doing, sir? King's in the studio. Ellen's here, Jesse's here,
hey,
and Miss Lisa's here. King may
What's
not be able to talk to
you. Good morning, Ellen.
There he is.
Jesse and everybody.
Good morning, man.
Hey, man, I miss you guys. How y'all doing this morning?
We're doing good. We miss you, too. How's work going?
Yeah. You know, everything is actually, it's been going better, you know.
Good.
I was actually, they gave me my keys last week, so I've been able to, you know, complete my duties, you know. And the only other thing that I'm really just getting used to is, you know, I didn't realize how serious this COVID thing is, because, like, since I've been working at the school, if a child comes to school sniffling or with a runny nose or anything like that, you know, they have to go to the nurse, then have to get tested. Then, depending on if they're positive or negative, then they have to go home and quarantine, or that, or they have to leave and be out for 10 days. And so that's the only thing I'm trying to get used to, because I just experienced it, you know. Both of my daughters, you know, one last Friday, she got mm-hmm. sick, but it wasn't anything like that, you know. She just, with the weather changing here in Phoenix, I told her, I said, you got to wear pants now, you know what I mean? You got to stay warm.
Sure.
So she went to school, like, she went to school with a runny nose, headache and all that stuff, you know what I mean? And so I said, once you start staying warm, then you'll be fine. Because mm-hmm. if you get a runny nose, if you keep sneezing all that stuff, yeah, you're gonna get a hurt head or whatever, you know what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
she tested negative, so she's fine. And then yesterday,
my other daughter,
she went to school with her runny nose, and she's like, it's cold. I said, well, you got to dress warm, you know? And so, but, yeah, that's the only thing I'm trying to get used to, you know what I mean? Like, I hate missing work, you know what I mean? So, but
yeah.
It's all right, you know? But yeah, other than that,
yeah.
Work is going good, though, you know what I mean?
I'm glad to hear that.
I got this hottie that work at the school, you know? She takes me to work every now and then when I call her, so I think that's pretty nice.
Only you can hook up at school. All right.
Oh, yeah. 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 But other than that, everything's going pretty good, though, you know?
It's good to hear your voice, King. It's really
good to hear your voice.
What's up, King?
That's hey, Jesse King. That's Jesse.
Hey, what's going on, Jesse?
Jesse wants to take me bullfrog hunting in the dark, in the moonlight. Nothing good could come out of that, King. Nothing good could come out of that.
Oh, wow.
You never know, Brian. You never know.
You have to get close to each other, bro. No.
No, I'm serious. We could. We can be close friends, you know.
You know, we are close friends, but we're not that close. And
what the hell, Brian?
Nothing good could come out of that, including your penis. Nothing good could come out of there. Stop it.
I'm on the wrong show then. We're not that close.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I'm not marriage material close. I'm good friend close. I'm not raping close. You know what I mean?
Oh, God.
I am not doing no prison love with you, Jesse. Speaking of that,
I'm talking about go frog digging, have a couple cold beers, you know,
I am not drinking beer in the woods. I've seen enough movies that I'm not getting drunk in the woods, and we're going to look for bullfrogs. I've seen a lot of movies. Not going to happen.
We can get a log cabin.
Oh God, it gets worse. Well,
be like
you know,
two old men out there just having a great time.
Yeah, one of us is. The other one is going to feel like deliverance. You got a pretty mouth. Nobody's there to hear me scream. You got to love Jesse, though. I don't know, Jesse. The next thing you know, Jesse will be taking pictures of me going to the bathroom in the woods.
Trust me, Brian. Come on. Trust me.
Ah, well, I don't know.
We have a great time, seriously.
I'm trying to hang on to it. I don't know, Jesse. You know, maybe.
I like the boss.
Yeah.
I like, you know, hamburger, steak, pork chops. I like homemade wine that you may have the homeless people make.
Wow, that's really good. The hair is good this time of year. I know.
He likes our wine.
I mean, I know sometimes I may have some athlete's feet in there or find some, you know, that toe gem.
Oh,
toe
you
gem
remember.
In there.
Okay. You remember. You do. Oh, man. But here's a story that is going to piss off some gay people. And, again, I'm not homophobic. But enough is enough. Headline. I will never forgive y'all for how y'all mistreated Jesse Smollett. We have had enough of Jesse Smollett, but this person said he'll never forgive how we treated him. That's it.
Well, you know what? He shouldn't have lied.
Well, you know, here's the problem. You're right. He did a on January 29, 2019, the world got a firsthand glimpse into how devastating the effect of cancel culture can be. Now they're blaming cancel culture that Jesse Smollett is not on TV anymore. No, you got to blame Jesse Smollett for acting a fool, a damn fool. A damn fool. And, you know, when these fools get caught, they go back to two things that they know. It's not my fault, but you don't like me. It's because you are racist. It's not my fault, you don't like me, because you hate homosexuals. No, and they hide behind those. They hide behind that shit, right? I don't like you, Brian. I'm a white guy. I don't like you. You racist motherfucker. See, I can hide behind it, right? It works that way. You know, I don't like you. I don't like you because you're an asshole. No, you don't like me because I'm queer. It's a go-to. This is what's happening here.
Brian don't want to go frogging with me because he's racist because I'm Hispanic.
I'm so sad.
Racist. No, because I'm afraid of my life and my ass is. That's the only
Why
thing
are you afraid of your life? We've been
afraid
for years, Brian.
Yes,
we're just,
we have.
We're just too old farts.
That way.
Listen, we're just too old farts going out and have a good
what
time.
What are you
going
to do? Talk about yourself. I'm not. But, what are you going to do when
you
catch the frogs? What are you going to do when you catch the frogs?
We can catch the frogs and we cut the legs off and we fry them up.
See, there's nothing. I mean, see how nice it is to go in the woods with you cutting off an innocent creature's legs? What are you going to do to me? I've been walking around.
I mean,
dragging
it tastes like fried chicken,
soul.
For real.
Why are we cutting their legs off? And what do you do with the rest of the
frog? Why do people eat deer meat? Why do people eat squirrel? Why do people eat rabbit?
Well,
they're
eating a lot of deer meat but why are you just cutting the legs off? I mean, what happens to the rest of the the frogs?
I mean, you can probably fry up the body, too. I don't know.
What did they do to you? They just sit there going,
oh. It's part of surviving, bro. It's part of surviving.
No, it's not surviving to kill a frog. It's nothing to do with and Ellen's from Louisiana. If anybody know about eating frog legs and all that stuff, it should be a Louisiana girl, right,
so,
Ellen?
If Ellen's from Louisiana, she knows all about the alligator meat, crocodile meat.
Sure.
People eat it every day.
I don't eat any of that crap, but yes, that is a delicacy down here.
Yeah, and I've had it. They brought it to West Virginia before, and it's good. And I can go right. I can actually go right now to a meat store and get some of that meat.
Could you really? You can actually buy frog legs at a store. Seriously?
No, I'm not talking about go to the Chinese restaurant and get frog legs. I'm talking about crocodile meat, alligator meat.
Oh, okay, I heard.
And go to a butcher. Go to a butcher here in West Virginia. Certain butchers carry it because certain butchers can get it in, some certain can't. So, but I can go and get the meat, bring it back. Don't usually grit it, but people say it's good grit it or fry it up and put some green beans in there and fry it up with the green beans, some taters, and, you know, some vegetables. Really good stuff.
Well, if I can eat a crawdad, I guess a frog is not that far behind, right?
Well, you know what? You know what, Brian? That crap that you eat in California, that's not really crawfish. Okay,
it's not. I don't know. They say
you go
it is.
No crawfish out of the middle of nowhere.
Wow.
That's
just talking about two old farts. Hey, look, we can do a pre-recorded broadcast from the woods. Just me and you. I'm having a great time. We can talk about it. You can have your highlights. Look, you can have your highlights or whether you want to have lines or not. We can, you know, I can hold it to recorder. You can record it and then come back home. Put it up.
He'll be out there. Look, Brian goes, Lord help me.
North, if I get attacked nothing, by the Blair Witch, if I get attacked exactly. by the Blair Witch.
I'm screaming for the Blair Witch to help me. Help me, witch, help me. I mean, nothing good can happen in the woods. Nothing good can come out, can happen in the woods. There's many places where you go camping.
You know what that reminds me of?
What?
That Geico commercial where those kids, they're running, and one of them, why can't we get in the running car?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
And the other one goes, why can't we hide behind the chainsaws? And you know who that guy looks like that's wearing the mask? He actually looks like the guy. Oh, shit. He looks like the guy, Leatherface.
He does. No, he and, does. He looks from, yeah, but he's familiar. He does look like.
Yeah, he looks like he might. He looks like he might have played not,
something.
Not Michael Myers.
Mm.
Maybe Jason.
Well, maybe
but
I'm gonna look him
like
up during.
He looks like he's from one of those horror movies, and he lifts the mask up that he's wearing, and he's sitting
yeah.
there shaking his head like. You bunch of dumbass motherfuckers.
I know. I love
that
commercial.
One girl, and that one girl goes, stop breathing on me.
I know. That's one of my favorites.
That's what that's going to remind me of if you and Jesse go out to the swamp looking for some toads.
And I trusted him. I'm going to come out with tears in my eyes. I trusted you.
Ryan, I would never let anything happen to you, bro. Never.
I appreciate it. You got me covered. I appreciate it. One day, Jesse,
then we need to go out, get a cabin, so we can go frog gigging.
Oh God!
And have a great time.
Yeah.
Build,
okay, Brian.
Build a bonfire.
Sure
build a bonfire and have a great time.
Oh.
Make sure you look for a sign that says Camp Crystal Lake this way.
Exactly. Free rental cabin. Hey, Jesse, look at this cabin. At Camp Crystal Lake. That's funny. Well, going back to the, thank you, Jesse. Oh, and that was funny. Going back to Jesse Smollett, if you guys remember Jesse Smollett, Jesse Smollett was the black guy who claimed that it was racism, that these white people beat him up. It was racist. They wanted to hang him and say, go away, nigger, blah, blah, blah. He didn't want to report the crime, but somebody reported it. He didn't. It ended up that he made this whole shit.
Then they found out that the two guys that beat him up, he paid them to do it.
He paid them to do it.
Definitely.
So now people are, so this was written, so this person is saying, I will never forgive you guys the way you mistreated Jesse Smollett. So it says here, is how devastating the effects of cancel culture can be and its glaring hypocrisy of for black queer people. Okay, for black, now they're trying to bring us in. For this is what happened, what y'all did to Jesse and how you treat black queer people. You see how they bring it in? That now Jesse represents black and he represents queer. What the fuck? He's an idiot. Why can't he be an individual? Why do we have to be dragged into this crap? On this day, Jesse Smollett, award-winning actor, really, and former star of Empire. He was not a star. He was a bit player in the Empire, and he was not an award-winning actor. Shut up. His assault to the Chicago police, citing racist and homophobic slurs being hurled at him while being physically beaten. I would have kicked his damn ass, too. Everybody would have kicked Jesse Smollett's ass. If Jesse Smollett came to my door right now, I would kick his motherfucking ass. I would. I would throw him off the bridge. Get out of here. Prior to the incident, Smollett, an openly queer and black man, oh, wow, would captivate audience after weeks as his role as this fictional musical legend. No, he would not. Nobody watched Empire. Guess what? They canceled the motherfucker. He didn't captivate nobody. But I like how they build these people up to make a legacy out of this guy. Slowly making his round to become a legend. A legend? He was a bit player in a little story called Empire.
No,
he wasn't even the main character.
It takes a long time for somebody to become a legend.
Okay, he hasn't done anything to be a legend.
Let's see. Drew Brees is a legend. Mick Jagger's a legend.
Keith Richards.
Exactly.
Richards is a legend.
Something you have contributed to move society
Eddie
forward.
Van Halen. Eddie Van Halen
right.
is a legend.
O.J. Simpson is a legend.
Yeah.
Charles Manson is
yeah,
a legend.
Yeah, he is, isn't he?
Yeah, well, Charles Manson, well, you know, I mean, you can have good legends and bad legends. You can have boogeymen, whatever, but let's just be, it's something that you
no,
have
bad
done.
Bad people are infamous.
Yeah, you know what? Good one, Ellen. That's actually right. But and it goes on here. This is hard. Ellen, I'm going to call my queers again. His swift transition from America's golden boy to alleged criminal mastermind, he did everything wrong. He paid the black people and took the credit cards on his own credit card to go to the warehouse to buy shit, but buy rope. Don't use your credit card. Even Charles Barkley was laughing. If you're going to commit a crime, please don't use your credit card. He's a mastermind.
Don't use your own money. Use cash.
Exactly. This is the dumbest motherfucker on the planet. This is the dumbest motherfucker. As a country,
and don't go looking in the camera when you do it either.
Exactly. It's a country, a master class on cancel culture and its brutal take on black queer community. This has nothing to do with the black queer community. Smollett would soon face allegations of orchestrating a hate crime for attention, which led him being charged with 16 felony counts, including filing a false police report. That's right. The allegations and social media chatter were loaded to the brim with homophobic and racist undertone, and he still did the crime. I don't care. If I come across a guy raping a girl, I'm going, okay, this is a white guy raping somebody. Well, let's not offend him because it might offend, you know, the African community because he happened to be a black guy and I'm saying he's a little horny. So, why don't we just call it what it is? This guy's a rapist. It doesn't matter if he's black or white. Jesse Mullen does not represent the queer black. And is there a black queer community? What happens to just being queer? Why do we even have to separate the blacks and the browns and the Asians from queers? They're queers. If you're a zombie and you're walking across with your leg falling off and you're going to eat some brains, do you really have to take apart, well, that's a black zombie over there. Watch out for him. They're zombies. They're zombies.
Oh my God.
What the fuck? I don't know. I'll let the white, the white zombies like the brains. The black ones, you know what they do? They just sit around and tap dance and play musical instruments. Ask you to throw money at them. What the hell? It's a queer. You don't need to separate a black. I don't think there is a black queer community. They're queers. Queers. Smollett was facing allegation of orchestrating a hate crime for attention, which led him to being charged with 60. Good. The allegations associated with good. What's most saddening, so far not saddening, but what's most saddening of all of this is that Smollett was never afforded the grace that had been shown to others. Bullshit. Didn't Jesse Jackson come to his aid? Didn't some of the black leaders come to his aid and they found out what was going on and they backed up really quickly? It's like, Jesse, what are you doing? I'm going to this smaller boy. And then they found out, here's what he's charged with. And Jesse goes, uh-huh. And he had rope, uh-huh. And it was blackface. Oh, I'm going to get the hell out of here. Nobody liked this motherfucker. He's the scourge of the earth. I don't know who wrote this. I'm getting pissed off. Who wrote this crap? Kenny Williams, Jr.
I got an idea for a show.
He sounds gay.
I have an idea for the show.
Kenny Williams.
If this dude is around, bring this son bitch on so everybody can open up to him and tell him how they feel about the son bitch.
Exactly. I mean, this guy is really...
exactly.
Must be a... Smollett falls along the unique intersection of blackness and queerness. Is there such a thing as blackness and queerness? Is there really such a thing? If you're a nigga, you're a nigga. Well, he's a different kind of nigga. What do you mean, Martha? Well, that's a nigga from a different shade. There's the dark Asian, and there's the high yellows. They're still niggas, Martha.
Kenya,
I don't know. The dark,
trying not
the
to
darkies
laugh.
Are, right. The darkies are more dangerous than the high yellows. Really. They're more softer because they have white in them. No, I mean, this is what we're at. And they tried this shit on us before. don't think they haven't. They tried this high yellow shit. They put blacks against blacks because you got lighter skin and you got darker skin. They tried this shit, and it didn't work to divide us, and it didn't work. So don't say black queerness and my blackness and my queerness against another person's whiteness and their queerness. Stop the bullshit. Are we going to fall for this bullshit? You're a queer, you're a queer. It's no secret that Boosie is a cultural terrorist. Who's Bootsy? I hope they're not talking about Bootsy Collins. I love Bootsy. Having perpetrated the most homophobic and transphobic. Oh, is that a new word? Transphobic? What is transphobic? Rhetoric on a number of occasions to tear down children like Zaya Wade or the obsessive harassment inflicted upon Little Nas X. Let's not forget his orchestration of the sexual assault on his son and nephew to secure his manhood. Oh, my God. My God. Despite his track record of studying the culture back a few decades through his literal criminal behavior, he is still affordable grace. The fledgling rapper, are they talking about Nas? The fledgling rapper is still praised for these antics, even though it caused harm to people and community. What did Nas do? When, where was the same show? Blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah, blah. Black peers received in times of duress. Okay, enough of this shit. It's because he lives his life unapologetically as a black queer man that they try to silence his cries for help and gaslight him. Regardless of what happens with this case, there's need to be some real dialogue, not only eradicating biases so that everyone receives just fair treatment, but discovering what it means to hold someone accountable by showing empathy despite it. Who gonna fuck cares? I hope you burn in hell, Jesse Smollett, you fucker. Every gay person should be ashamed that they would even speak that name. And we don't have any more gays. We ran them out the studio. But if you are gay, we will welcome you with open arms, and Jesse will take you bullfrog hunting. That's the price for
you
today.
Only. You're the only one I'm taking.
I want to
have a one-on-one bonding time, hanging out, you know.
We will.
We've known each other for a long time. It's just,
right.
You know, just chilling out together.
Well, we could do that without going bullfrog hunting. We can have a nice drink and everything, and kick back. You guys have some great restaurants.
It's going to give your wife a break.
But yeah, it'll give her a break to be being alone in the woods with a man in the cabin. She'll love that.
Seriously.
Where's Brian? He's in a cabin in the woods with a guy he already knows. What could go wrong?
Nothing.
I know.
Nothing go wrong.
I know. I see movies. There's always something that goes wrong. There's always something that goes
wrong.
I see movies.
Nothing go wrong. We're going to have a great time. Get a cabin.
Right.
Go out there. Build a bonfire. Sit around the fire. We can shoot the shit.
Shoot the shit.
You know?
Let's shoot some animals. Yep. I guess it's up there shooting shit. What fun is this?
I mean, we got to eat, so we're going to have some kind of food.
Oh, my God. You know what, Jesse? One day
we
will.
When I get settled in where I'm going, I'm going to come down to California. We're going to take off.
You got it. We have that drink. We will. I promise. One day we will. It's a nice offer. Thank you, Jesse.
It's been talked about for a long time.
Yes, we have. It'll be nice, and it'll be nice to meet your family, because I joke around a lot. I would love to meet your family. I seen them on screen on YouTube.
You won't be the family, because it's just all God's day, God's time. You know what I mean?
Are you saying that you're kind of keeping me away from your family because you're ashamed of me?
No, me and you, bro, me and you.
Okay, it's a guy's day. You got it.
God's time. Just hanging out, chilling, like I said, shooting the shit, going out, getting some food, you know, sitting around
right.
The bonfire. You have your drink. I have my drink. Shit,
yeah.
We chill around.
Right. Okay.
You go in the spare bedroom, beat your meat, feel better, and I'll be outside enjoying the weather.
Sounds good. We're going to have that one day, Jesse. I'm going to get everything together. As soon as I complete my film, I'll go on. Where are you living at now? I mean, why? You're going around the state. Where are you headed?
Yes, we're just trying to better ourselves, get back on our feet.
Oh, are you really? Okay.
Yeah.
So are you headed anywhere in particular, or are you just, you know, taking a cruise around
south.
The country now? You're going south? Where are you headed?
Yeah. Carolina.
Are you really? You have family in Carolina?
Yeah. No, I'm going down for, like I said, to get back on our feet, to better our family.
Right.
So I can get back on the road and start doing my acting again.
Right. Good job, and I wish them well.
I have some open spots. I have some open spots for Netflix.
Okay. What are you traveling in? Or what kind of car? Are you in a Winnebago? Are you in a truck? What are you doing?
Dodge Charger.
That's a tough one to travel with. It's a hell of a car, though. I like those cars. It's a muscle car.
A lot of speed, a lot of power.
Yeah, it really does. You have access to the internet. Develop a crowdsourcing campaign and say that you're going across the country, doing promotion for your show. Come out to meet the family. We'll be here, and donations are greatly appreciated. You should do that and just see what happens, Jesse. Seriously, you have nothing to lose.
Right.
You have nothing to lose. We'll be right back.
I gotta get off here, Brian. I gotta get back to this packing stuff.
All right, buddy.
All right, bud. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Jesse. Anytime.
Remember,
we're
gonna go
phone digging
when I get settled in.
You got it. It's great to hear your voice, Jesse. And take care and check in with me, okay? And tell your family I love them.
All right.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, guys. Everybody have a good day.
You too. Take care, Jesse. And we'll be right back. This is a message from Ellen's book, Come Undone. We'll be right back.
Come Undone.
What a main story.
Ellen Johnson. Book audio trailer exclusively at MVP On Demand. Terry could taste the blood, slightly salty and metallic. She winced when her tongue brushed against her swollen lip. She tried to move her hands, but her arms were heavy like lead, and she could feel her wire bonds as they bound her hands tightly against her back and cut into the already raw flesh of her wrists. Terry strained, listening for any familiar sounds that might help her to figure out where she was or whom had taken her. But the only sounds that were audible was her ragged breath, her pounding heart that hurt so bad from beating so hard and fast. And outside, off in the distance, the sound of a foghorn was carried on the wind. Terry felt the wire bonds loosen slightly, and she silently cried out in elation. Then she heard it, low at first, that Terry thought she had imagined it. She turned towards where she thought the noise had come from. Her heart pounded fiercely inside her chest as she thought about all the horror movie cliches, and she had to laugh out loud. "Who's there?" she called out hoarsely. Terry closed her eyes tightly, hoping that her captors didn't hear, and decided to investigate. Silence. Then Terry heard the noise again. This time she could tell it was a moan and a scraping on the floor. Terry turned her gaze toward the sound, but could see nothing but darkness. "Who's there?" she called out again, but nothing. "Oh, my God," Terry thought in despair. "That person is dead." She felt saltiness of her tears sting in her eyes, then slide down her cheeks. Terry bit her lip, wincing in pain, as she forgot about the cut. She wanted to scream, lash out at whomever was holding her captive, but she squashed the urge, opting instead to put her anger to better use and work on her bonds and getting free. Terry moved her hands again, despite the excruciating pain, as the wire bindings stripped away her flesh. She was determined to get free, and she would endure any amount of pain that it took to accomplish this task. As she worked, Terry mentally retraced her steps and activities to try and piece together who might be holding her and why, and to also get her mind off the pain in her arms as she loosened her bonds. Then Terry heard that sound again, a low, guttural moan, full of pain, then a scraping sound across the floor as whoever was in the room with her tried to stand. Terry wanted to call out, let the other person know she was there, but she didn't, for fear of it being a trap. Then she heard footsteps coming towards her, heavy and deliberate, somewhat slow, as though they were injured. Terry's heart raced, and her breath became shallow, her head spinning from fear as the footsteps drew closer. Then, as if on cue, Terry heard a door open from somewhere in another part of the warehouse, and she heard voices echoing throughout the emptiness. Terry wriggled, and with each movement, her bonds became looser, until she was able to slide her hands free. The voices drew closer, two from what Terry heard, one female and the other male, and they were laughing and joking and carrying on as though nothing was wrong. Terry felt the anger rise from the pit of her stomach, dark and ominous, coming from a place deep within her soul that she didn't know she harbored. It angered her to think that whoever was holding her captive had such little regard for human life. Just then, Terry decided she wasn't going to stand by and let her fate be determined for her. She stood up, deciding to stand her ground, but before she could make a move, she felt a hand cover her mouth and pull her out of sight. This has been Come Undone by Ellen Johnson, a book audio trailer exclusively at MVP On Demand.
Yeah, Come Undone. That Terry is a naughty, naughty little girl.
Why are you playing?
I'm setting your book up. I'm setting your book up.
Oh, okay.
Come Undone. Story about little Terry being captured. And her heart goes out to somebody who she loves. Yeah. Find out what happens to little Terry. She's always getting into mischief. Does she want it? I don't know. Or is she really the villain of this book? To find out more, contact Ellen Johnson. Come Undone. It's a good book. It's a good audio. By Ellen Johnson. Yeah. End scene. Thank you. Come Undone.
God.
I think Tess did a great job on that. And we're always looking for more audio actors because I'm putting together a lot of original programming. And thank you. Here we go. Story, really short story, we get to Trump. Here we go. Everybody knows about Andrew Cuomo. Cuomo's no homo. Now, it says, the headline says this. Should Andrew Cuomo go to jail for forcible touching? What is forcible touching? Why not ask the 21 men, mostly black or brown, of course, currently locked up for the same crime? Now, black and brown people cannot touch no girls. Here's the story. This is real. This is real. Wah. And it actually says this. W-A-A-A-A-H. Wah. Go the white men. Ooh,
I think they're trying to say wah. I think they're trying to say wah.
Oh, is it wah? Okay. I better play the music on this one. It sounds good. Here we go. Here we go. Yesterday, the Albany County Sheriff charged Andrew Cuomo with a misdemeanor for grabbing a white woman's breast. And the grievance politics are already flying. In addition to the randos on Twitter rallying to disgrace ex-governor defense, there his spokesman, Rich, eagerly ginning them up. I'm sorry, eagerly ginning them up about who the real victim is. The abuse of power and misconduct demonstrated by this cowboy sheriff and his A.G. James has to stop. That's what Cuomo said. Speaking of victims, remember Brittany? Brittany Camiso? She's the $65,000 a year state employee who described Cuomo summoning her to work at the governor's mansion. Ooh, where he assaulted her. The new criminal charges come on the heels of the attorney general. There's an independent investigation. It's about 168 pages verifying the commission's account of Cuomo's truly gross misconduct, including some pathetic and frankly eighth grade attempts to fill her up under the pretense of two tight hugs and four selfies. Four selfies, where does it stop? The crimes of four selfie. He should get life. Unfortunately, it's that picture the New York Post and others are now plastering all over the internet without context, making it seem like Cuomo was happy to be locked into her boss's death grip. That's what it looks like. Oh, Camiso, that's a woman, locked in his Cuomo's death grip. So she probably didn't mind when he slid his hand down her shirt. What people need to see. Oh, that was my phone. Ellen, thank you. What people need to see. What people need to see instead is a young woman at work smiling her way through an illegal and disgusting prelude by the governor of New York to violate her for the purposes of degrading and gratifying his sexual desires. To quote the complaint, forcible touching is an Article 130 crime in the penal code. In this case, the penis code. It's punishable by up to 1 year in prison. And much like the aggravated white men of the FDNY, which is the Fire Department of New York, and the NYPD, New York Police Department, protesting New York City vaccine mandate for employees. How do we get there? The guy who signs the law thinks he's above them, and he's not alone. Piping up on Morning Joe, Cuomo is being targeted these days, would never be brought against Andrew Smith. Well, okay, for one, I don't know what's going on here. If they let you do it, you can do anything. Donald Trump was quoted by that. And that is true. Well, what's wrong with that? He probably wouldn't be charged given that they let you do if they let you do it, you can do anything. That is true. I don't understand where that's the problem. If they let you do it, why not? Until they say no. As a man who knows about forcible touching once said, but if Smith is black or brown, like most of the 21 people currently locked up at Rikers Island for the same crime, then they sure as shit do, and they should, and why should, thank you, Ellen. Welcome back. Okay, let me let that one back in the studio. Okay. So anyway, that's what's going on here. They're trying, this is called, and the rest of it is bullshit. So even if Cuomo did touch her tit, even if he grabbed her ass, should that be a crime? Really? I mean, if we locked everybody up for doing a little grab ass, from kindergarten to high school to college to this, there's a woman's body that's sacred that if you touch her and she says no, that you automatically get sent to prison. What about the men? There's never anything about a man getting pinched on his butt, getting slapped on his butt. And here's the problem that I have with women. Women want to be equal as men. You can never be equal as men if you make your body some kind of temple that if a man touches you, he goes to jail, he loses everything, his career is over. How can you be equal to men? How can you? Now, I like the old days. If somebody grabs a tit, she hits him in the face, and he goes, okay, that's enough. Kicks him in the balls, good. It's self-justice. Do we really need this? Because this opens up a lot of talk that's not necessary. And I use the example, if I'm in a crowded movie, if I'm in a concert, if I'm waiting in line on Black Friday, and somebody's pushing and they're shoving, they're getting through, and you accidentally touch someone, that woman could turn, technically could turn around and say, that was forcible touching, I'm calling the cops, and I'm going to do a citizen's arrest. Think about it, because this is what this is saying. And by the way, it's a misdemeanor, by the way. But they're trying to make this a criminal thing that you actually go to jail for a year. This is where we're happening. And this is why when women will start talking about, how come I can't find a good man? Because you're psycho. Good men are running away from you. Because if you, and you could do anything you want. You could step on a man's foot. You guys laugh when you get kicked in the balls. Remember that lady? She still laughs. Even got a show. What is it? Is that the funniest video? Every time I'm looking at a funny video, it's so funny that all these women laugh when a man gets kicked in their testicles. It's the funniest thing. It's the funniest thing. Stop the nonsense. First of all, Cuomo is not going to jail. This is just about news. This is about getting your attention. This is about a topic. They're not putting handcuffs on Cuomo. The person who would it actually happen to, she had no idea that they were doing charges. This is a political stunt. And what's her name? And I think she's the black mayor or governor or whatever. This is her political agenda. It's all about political bullshit, and we know it. And here's what I'm saying. I'll stop this. I'm a Democrat, and I suggest we vote every Democrat out of the office. You whiny little weasel bastards. You're bastards, and you're whiny. And you don't know what you want to give everything away. That's all you want to do. You're no good. Do I like the Republicans? Hell no. The Republicans turned into a cult leader thing. Donald Trump is not in office. He's acting like a fool. And we're going to tell you how he's acting like a fool. I would rather die than have that R next to me because it's shameful. The Republicans are shame. But let me tell you something. I'm not talking about the people because the people, the Republican people, I admire and I respect, but the people that you elected are weasels and cult-like. The Republican people show that they had common sense in the last election when they voted against Donald Trump, when they voted against this bullshit. Trump could not understand that all these Republicans got elected, and he didn't. So he's saying it must be fraud. Because how can these other people get elected and not me? And it's the same thing. I'm a Republican. They should not be elected. If I'm not elected, it's the same thing. Just because I'm gay and you hate me, you must hate the whole queer nation. No, we just hate you, Donald Trump. Why didn't I get elected? Because they don't like you. They like the other Republicans, but they just don't like you. But you can't admit to yourself that you're a dumbass and people don't want you. And a lot of Republicans voted your ass out the office. And I knew that was going to happen as soon as they go behind the curtain. So there you go. There you go. And I just wondered, is this nonsense about women is going to stop? And all you're doing is shooting yourself in your own foot, women. That's all you're doing. This is not fun anymore. There's no such thing as cancel culture. These are little bitches who are on Facebook or on Twitter who probably can't get a date because of their attitude and their psycho. They got the loudest voices, and then somebody says, you know what, let's make this law because it's popular. It's trending on Twitter. This is bullshit, and women, you got to start calling this out and not allow this culture to happen. You got to stop it, because some of you women must have sons. And for you to do this, you are setting your son up for jail and prison and losing his career. Knock it off. When we come back, the story about Trump. And don't forget, come on, Don. This is Ellen says she's here. I don't see her in the studio. Let's see. Nope, she's not in the studio. But what did she say? Hey, I will be back. Oh, she's not back yet. Women, you got to stop this nonsense. You really got to stop this nonsense. Women who have sons and who are still married to wonderful husbands, you got to start speaking out against this bullshit. You really do. When we come back, Trump, the fake news media, together with some of the perverts on Fox News. That's what Trump said. Perverts. Perverts. Trump called somebody a pervert. Mr. Grab him by the pussy himself. And here's a word of Wolf of Advertising. I don't know what this is, but I got to play it. We'll be right back with the story, fake news media, together with some of perverts on Fox News. That's what Trump said.
$25,000 to the girl who lets
listen
me shave her head.
Listen to this guy. I love this guy. I love this guy. I love this guy. If you ever want to be successful, listen to this guy. We'll be right back with our main story.
$25,000 to the girl who lets me shave her head.
Wait. In about 4 minutes, this advertisement is going to disappear, which gives me just enough time to shave her head and give you the opportunity to become a real marketer. My name is Billy Jean, and I'm the wolf of paid advertising.
When it comes to paid advertising, on any given month, I spend about $10,000 on podcasts, another $36,000 on billboards, about $100K on Facebook, and another $200K on YouTube. Cheers. And if I'm being completely honest, another $30,000 to $50,000 on this penthouse, company trips, a Bentley, a Corvette, a suite at the San Diego Padres. Why? Well, that's because it's awesome. Now, before you skip this ad, let me ask you a question.
Do you hear that?
Oh. That's the sound of opportunity knocking. Some entrepreneurs will skip this ad because they're allergic to opportunity. But not you. You're smarter than them. You know the consequences of not using social media advertising in 2017, and that's why you're still here listening.
See these little black boxes? They're called computers. And I'm going to let you in a little secret about these computers. They're not going to create advertisements themselves. Without you, they're just worthless hunks of plastic. Like a loaded M16 without a trained Marine to pull the trigger. And in the case of a computer, it's up to each and every one of you. My highly trained marketers. My geniuses who will not take no for an answer. My freaking entrepreneurs who will not stop advertising until your clients buy or freaking die. Let me tell you something. There is no nobility in free traffic. My business has relied on paid traffic, and my business has relied on free traffic, and I use paid every freaking time.
Yeah.
Because when I need customers, even if I'm in the back of a limo, I can open up my laptop, log into Facebook or YouTube, turn on an advertising campaign, and watch the customers fly in like this $40,000 gold watch. Now, if anyone thinks I'm being superficial or materialistic for using social media, well, go pass out flyers outside of McDonald's, because that's where you belong.
Yeah.
But before you click out of this ad and you depart this room full of winners, I want you to take a good look around at the geniuses in this room. Go ahead. I'll give you a moment. Because sometime in the not-so-distant future, your business is going to be in big trouble. And you're going to be begging to pay one of these geniuses to do your marketing. So you listen to me and you listen good. Are you behind on your credit card bills? Good. Register for my training and start advertising. Does your girlfriend think you're a freaking loser? Good. Register for my training and start advertising. Is your landlord ready to evict you? Good. Register for my training and start advertising. I want you to deal with your problems by becoming a genius. Yeah! All you have to do today is register for my training and implement what I teach you. And I will put you in front of more customers than Amazon on Black Friday. I want you to ram your advertisements down your customers' throat until they choke on it. Until they freaking choke on it! You'll be relentless! You'll be ferocious! You'll be marketing freaking geniuses! Now let's knock this mother out the park!
That's how you sell. I love that guy. And it, you know that he wasn't PC correct. And it's really a shame. And you know, I don't want to do this, but it is true. If you want to be an entrepreneur and you think you're going to make it rich, 99% you're not going to. If you start doing it, your own business and so on and so forth, and you think you're going to start to get rich, chances are you go broke before you even make a dollar. That's the truth. I don't want to play. We're going to play a little bit of Jess Brazel, how he struck it rich and how he became a millionaire and all this kind of stuff. We'll play it. But first, wait a minute. Am I still on the air? Yeah, I am. But first, here's what's happening now with Donald Trump. And there's an election going on right now in Virginia. And you should really look at it. And this is not good for Donald Trump. It's a Virginia governor race. And who's involved is a Republican and a Democrat. In Virginia's former governor, Terry McAuliffe, is hoping to reclaim the governor's mansion. He's hoping he would be the one, and he's going against a Republican. His name is Glenn Youkin. Now, Glenn Youkin was on a tightrope, meaning he was kind of walking the wall, but he disassociated himself with Trump. But he's gaining momentum. I actually think the Republican's going to win. I actually think he's going to win the governorship. I actually think he's going to win. But he's not going to win by what you think. See, the weakness of the Democrats, and this is what gets to me, and it's a freaking weakness, is they're trying to paint everybody a Trump supporter. I hate Trump or whatever. But that, and it's a weakness. You're not good enough to go against him for policy. You're not good at it, but you need to bring the Democrats. You need to bring Trump into it, say he likes Trump and he's kind of a Trump, and it's not true. But the Democrats want you to believe that because they think that's the only way you're going to win because the Democrats have nothing left. It's the boogeyman, Donald Trump. And that's their weakness because they thought this was going to work. If we get Youkin, I hope I'm pronouncing his name right. If we get Youngkin to be tainted by Donald Trump and be tainted by the Capitol and all the Capitol riots and Trump's thinking, this is what the Democrats are thinking, we can win this election. Well, it backfired on you motherfuckers. You little weaselly, cowardly, no, spineless Democrats. You could not go after this guy with just policy. Oh, that's right. You can't because you got some other Democrats who are going against Biden who's trying to make his infrastructure program work or bill work. You can't even solve your own shit. But this is the weakness of the Democrats, and it's spineless and it's cowardly. So the Democrats thought that they could taint this guy, Youngkin, Republican, running for governor, as a Trump supporter, and that would be it. It's the end all. He's dead. Well, what happened is he started soaring into the polls. This guy's going to win. Now, how he's going to win is this is what's funny and this is what's shameful. Donald Trump and the Republicans think this guy's going to win. Everything's voting on it. Donald Trump wants the attention, and this guy, the new rising star, Youngkin, Republican, running for governor in Virginia. His star is rising. People love him. The story. So Donald Trump wants to get in on this. They first tried to do this stunt where they're, and Bannon tried to do it, where they were trying to boost voting on Youngkin, the Republican running for governor, by having him come to some kind of stunt where they were saluting the flag that was at the Capitol building. Youngkin says, I'm not for that. I will never salute a flag that is as a symbol of anarchy and a coup. That's not the flag I'm saluting. I will salute the American flag. That is not the American flag. So down goes Bannon. Donald Trump tried to get him into a rally. Youngkin says, I'm not going. Some policies I like what Donald Trump has, but I'm not going to be at that rally. So he turned down Donald Trump. He basically embarrassed Donald Trump. Now here's the kicker. They're voting today. So then what Trump tried to do was associate himself with Youngkin. Youngkin says, hell no. I am not going to associate myself with you. I'm running my race. And then people are voting. They're not voting for him because he's association with Donald Trump. So these Republicans are voting for his policy. The tide is turning. And he's going to win. I think he's going to win against this Democrat person. No matter how many times the Democrats tried to put this Donald Trump label on Youngkin, it backfired on their little stupid ass because all they kept thinking is he's Donald Trump and Donald Trump and running these writing things and running this thing. Donald Trump, I have to tell the Democrats, Donald Trump is not running for office. And some of you assholes think that Donald Trump's going to run in 24. I got news for you. He's not. He's not. If you still don't believe me, I'll play a little thing for you. So I like this Bezos. I like him. I mean, Bezos. I like this Youngkin. Here's a headline. Oh, no, that's not him. But, okay, here it is right here. Let's see if they have it. So Trump, here's a story. I hope this is who they're talking about. Anthony is going to explain it. I hope he does. Or is it going to go on another story? Trump blames perverts for making it look like Virginia governor candidate Glenn Youngkin and him don't like each other. Now, Glenn Youngkin does not want anything to do with Trump. Nothing. And the Democrats are running these ads as pissing Trump off. That was made the headlines today. The Trump blames perverts for making it look like Virginia governor candidate Glenn Youngkin and him don't like each other. Donald Trump is blaming perverts for making it seem like he and Glenn Youngkin don't like each other. Trump encourages his supporters to vote. Wait a minute. Didn't 2 weeks ago Trump said the Democrats are not going to, I mean, the Republicans are not going to vote? He encouraged them not to vote until this Stop the Steal thing is resolved. He said that 3 weeks ago. He's saying they're not, we don't want you guys to vote. But now he's saying we want you to vote. This old dumbass doesn't even know what he's thinking. Yeah, he's a dumbass. And, you know, and then you have to ask yourself, if you know he's a dumbass and you know he's a moron and you know he's stupid, and I hear this from Republicans all the time, he's a fighter. Yeah, Hitler was a fighter. There's a lot of people who are fighters that led their people to death and soldiers to death and countries into despair. Sure, they're fighters. Bin Laden was a fighter. They're fighters. Of course they're fighters. They're freedom fighters, and then there's rebels. So it's not good enough when you say, I like Trump because he's a fighter. This man is not a fighter. He's a coward, number one. But if you want to say he's a fighter, who's he fighting for? And he's only fighting for one person, which is Donald Trump, not for America. So you want to save a drowning dumbass, that's up to you, and you want to follow a dumbass because they're going to follow you into the brink. They're going to follow you. You're going to follow this man into Loserville because he lost twice, impeached twice, and the first term at that. Yeah, that's the guy that you want to follow? Well, you're a loser too. So follow the loser, and then you have the nerve to say, I want him to run in 2024. He lost the first popular vote. The second time, he lost not only the popular vote, but he lost the electoral vote. But then he couldn't accept it, so he tried to overthrow the government. He's been a loser for a long time. And then you go, yay, Trump, because you're a loser too, because you have the same mentality as a loser. You got to have a winner. Now, Youngkin's a winner. He's a Republican. I like what he did. I love what he did. Even Trump's trying to get next to him, and he's saying, get away from me. You're embarrassing. You're embarrassing me, and we don't want you to taint our campaign. And it's working because this guy might actually win. What do you know? He may win on policy. Wow, what a thought. But Trump knows that this guy may win, but Trump needs to be associated with a winner because he can't be on his own because he's a loser, two-time loser, impeached loser twice. So Trump wants to be connected to this guy, and this guy says, no way. No fucking way. So Trump is upset. So meanwhile, on Fox News, the Democrats are running ads about Trump, and Trump is pissed off and calling them perverts because he said it. It looks like, I blame the perverts for making it look like Virginia Governor candidate Glenn Youngkin and him don't like each other. Does that sound like a mature man? I'm calling them perverts because it looks like we don't like each other. Stop. This is the guy you are following. A whiny little baby who has lost everything in his life, including Melania. She's off somewhere. He doesn't even know where Melania is. And this is the guy. So follow the loser. I hope Trump runs for 2024. This guy can't win anything. It's an easy win for us. It's been proven twice. So he's having a hard time. Poor Donnie baby. It says here, Trump has been largely absent from the Virginia campaign. Oh, my. Only parachuting in an election eve for a tele-rally for Youngkin, who did not attend. Youngkin found out that Donald Trump was going to the call-in on this rally, and Youngkin did not even attend. He doesn't want anything to do with Trump. How embarrassing. What a disgrace that your former president of your party is going to call in and support you, and you don't even want to attend. You did not even attend that. You didn't want to be associated with that guy. Former President Donald Trump blamed, of course, then Donald, you know, Donnie baby, dumb Donald, believes it couldn't be him. So he's going to blame the media for this lies because he has to cover up the embarrassment that this guy, a promising Republican, may win. And I think he's going to tell you the truth. I'm a Democrat. I want the Democrats to win. But right now I'm not happy with the Democrats. They're whining a little. I say vote them all out. Get somebody strong in there. I'm tired of this bullshit with AOC. I'm tired with all this other fucking shit. I'm tired with the spending and get everybody here and everybody gets a trophy. And the thing that got me is that, did you hear the latest lawsuits? And I'm really pissed off that they got these immigrants. Remember the immigrant children way back when Trump was in there and he imprisoned them in cages and everything? Can you believe they have a lawsuit and they're going to award them? They're going to award them like $285,000. I don't know the amount for separating them from their parents. And so now there's a lawsuit. So we're going to award them over $200,000 each of American money, American taxpayers, taxes, to people who are not even citizens of America, because we're going to award them because they took the parents away and they separated the children. Now, the Democrats are fucked up. And let me tell you why they're fucked up. And I do believe this other side. I believe half those kids were probably going across the border by somebody else other than their parents. And I don't know who it is. It could be sex traffickers. It could be this. Because they are there unattended without their parents. They probably paid somebody to take their kids across, and I do believe this in my heart, and whoever that is. And so when you're going to separate them, and I do believe in a separation, who is that guy who's taking you across the border? I happen to believe that. We don't know if it's your parents. We don't know if it's your uncle. We're in a world here that we have to live in reality, thinking that every kid is with their parents or somebody protecting them. I have to feel that some of these kids are being sex trafficking, and maybe from the cartel and everything, they say, here's a kid, take him aboard and working for them when they get into the United States. Is that a conspiracy theory? I don't know. It's just a theory, but it's a possible one. So I do believe separating the children from whoever they're with to see if they are the parents. But a warning, but giving them $200,000 in a lawsuit, and they're not even American citizens because they were separated at the border from, quote, parent. It's insane. And who's doing it? The Democrats are. It's insane. But getting back to Trump. Former President Donald Trump blamed the fake news media and perverts for allegedly creating the false impression that GOP Virginia Governor, hopefully Glenn Youngkin, and himself are at odds. Now, why is it so important that Donald Trump makes that out in the news? It's because this guy, this up-and-coming star in the Republican Party, is dangerous to Donald Trump. Trump can't control him. Trump can't threaten him. He's independent. Trump can't find anything on this guy. This guy's on his own, and he's proven he doesn't need Donald Trump, which scares Donald Trump half to death, and he's succeeding. Donald Trump needs to have this guy like him to keep Donald Trump's charity going, donation going, everything going. Because if this guy doesn't, and this is why Trump says fake news and perverts, that's why he's upset, saying that you're thinking that he doesn't like me. What this means is that this guy is succeeding without Donald Trump. And if he does, Donald Trump fades into the wind. That's why it's so important that Donald Trump and this guy become friends and that he's friends with him. That is why. That is why Trump is scared to death of him. Because it may be the end of his legacy or his stronghold. Trump released a statement via Twitter November 1st through his spokesperson, Liz Harrington, denying that there is a rift between them. The fake news media, together with some of the perverts doing ads ad nauseum on primarily Fox. Fox shouldn't take those ads. Now, Donald Trump is telling Fox News, you should not take those ads. Fox News is saying, fuck you, stupid. We need the money to keep being on the air. But Donald Trump says, you shouldn't take those ads. Those apps are trying to create an impression that Glenn Youngkin and I are at odds and we don't like each other, Trump wrote in a statement. I like him. He likes me. This is how weak this guy is. This is how desperate this guy is. This is how he fades out into obscurity. Nobody's going to, he's going to go away. He added that he and Youngkin get along very well and strongly believe in many of the same policies. So now, Donald Trump, so you strongly believe in his policies, right? Same policies, because he's successful. People are voting for him. So you're saying, I don't think so. Donald Trump, he's trying to get away from you. He is not even there when you made a call in. He knew you were going to call in that rally. He didn't even show up. This is embarrassing for you. This is humiliating for you. This is your downfall now. And you're trying to desperately hold on to this. This is sad, Donnie boy. This is very sad. He added that he and Youngkin get along very well and strongly believe in many of the policy, particularly regarding education. The reason the fake news and perverts are working overtime is to try to convince people that we do not like each other. Well, we don't have to be convinced. The guy's not even there when you call in. You're not invited to his rally. You invited him. He said no. It's kind of like everybody knows that he doesn't want to be associated with you, but you. And this is where you're crazy and you're cuckoo. And your followers are crazy and cuckoo because they're following a loser who is desperately trying to get next to somebody who's a winner. And you fired everybody and you crossed everybody and you destroyed everybody who thought something of you and you got nobody left. There was a thing I always like. And I can't get it right, but I'll make it short. And people don't need to hear me talk like this. But it was like, and I forgot the name of it. Ellen, you remember. When I was in trouble, basically. It's like I did nothing because I'm not a Jew, and I did nothing because I was not black.
They come for you.
They come for you, right. I did nothing because I was not a woman, and it was time for me to be taken. There was nobody around to say something for me, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
This is what's happening with Donald Trump. You said nothing when he attacked fat people. You said nothing when he says they were good at both sides. You did nothing when he did the Capitol. And cool, and he was smiling when you were overtaken and killing people and the person died. You did nothing when he hugged North Korea. You did nothing when he basically tongue-kissed Putin. You did nothing. And then when he finally tried to overthrow the government, you stood and watched. And what did you do? You protected him again, and you did nothing. Well, now is the time where he's going to look around, and you, the followers, are going to look around, and nobody's going to save you because it's the time now. Trump is desperately trying to connect himself with this governor, Youngkin. This governor wants nothing to do with him. He's winning on his own. He doesn't need that shit. It's a sad day for Trump, to a point where he's begging Fox News to take down, don't take those ads anymore, because it looks like Youngkin doesn't like me. Take him down. This is what's happening today. And I want you guys to really watch what's happening today in the governor's race in Virginia. Because this is going to be the start of something. Now what happened was the Republicans laid low for a while. Youngkin kept hanging on. The Democrat vote was soaring. The polls were soaring against Youngkin, the Republican, and the Democrats were riding high because all the ads came up with associating Youngkin with Trump. And when Youngkin said, I will not salute a flag, that was at the Capitol, a riding thing, all of a sudden people go, what? Why the other Republicans going, well, it was just a, it looked like a normal day at the Capitol. Nothing happened. I mean, these people, y'all can finally say, I would not salute a flag that was part of this chaos and overthrow our country. People thought that was going to kill him. What? He started to rise. The polls started to change. And meanwhile, the Democrats were saying, look at him. He's a Trump supporter. Look at all. That's all they had was Trump, Trump, Trump. And the Republicans were smarter than that. The independents were smarter than that. And when, that's all you got? He's not associated with Trump. He runs on his own policy. And the Democrats started to fall in the polls. Well, all of a sudden, if you look at the polls, they said they're neck and neck. This is so important. The races today of the new governor of Virginia. Now, if Youngkin wins, I hope I'm pronouncing this right, Youngkin, Youngkin, Glenn Youngkin. Glenn Youngkin has focused on local issues like education and the economy and gaining momentum. How about that? That's weird. He's focusing on those things? Shouldn't you be focusing on Stop the Steal? Shouldn't you be focusing on Donald Trump rise because you have no life? Wow, what a concept. The Republican hasn't won statewide in Virginia since 2009. And early polls had McAuliffe, that's a Democrat, with a single-digit lead. A single-digit lead. But in the closing weeks of the campaign, Republican Glenn Youngkin has forced on local issues like education and the economy, and he's gaining momentum. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy is looking to buck history. Although the state is reliably blue in presidential and Senate elections, a Democrat hasn't won the re-election to the State House since 1977. Okay, so there you go. There you go. So that's Donald Trump. Now, a lot of you morons think Donald Trump is going to run in 24. I'm going to tell you why he's not going to run. Listen up, dumbasses. If you remember when Donald Trump ran in 2016, he got elected. The very next day, he started campaigning for 2020. The very next day. People are going, you just won the election. They haven't even taken out the balloons. The balloons haven't even popped yet. And you're already running for re-election. All those rallies, Donald, if you think, if Donald Trump was really running for president of the United States, he's not going to call the government corrupt. He's not going to say it's rigged because he's going to want you to vote. He's not going to come out 2 weeks ago and saying the Republicans will not vote. I summoned the Republicans will not vote until we resolve Stop the Steal, because he's still talking about the election that got away from him instead of looking forward to saying, okay, this time I'm going to win the election. These are signs that this fool is not running. Donald Trump just made a statement about maybe 5 weeks, and if you could believe what he says. He says, if the Democrats are still popular, I will not run. This guy's not running. He's teasing you. He's letting you to hold on. It's like the girl who's saying, yes, two more dates I'm going to put out. It's her. Donald Trump is the bitch who's saying, I promise you, if you take me out to dinner one more time, I'm going to put out. And you keep taking her out to dinner. Well, I'm going to put out this time if I had some more drinks. And then you keep spending money on her and money on her and money on her. And you find out that she's putting out to everybody else but you. Donald Trump is that bitch. Donald Trump is saying, I may run for the election in the 24. Yes, I may. He's not doing anything to do it. He is not doing rallies to get his campaign going. He is not adding policy. He is not doing anything. The only thing he's raising money for, and he's even raising money for it, is to stop the steal of an election that has already been passed, and Biden's been in office now for six to seven months. That is not a guy who's running for re-election in 24. So stop it. He's a bitch that won't put out, but you're thinking that he's going to give you head. It's not going to happen. Right. I hope I explained that right. I think it went a little bit too far. Anyway. Oh, God. Ellen, did I go too far? Maybe not. Maybe not. 917, you're on the air. with Brian the Hammer Jackson.
Emma, it is your conscience calling.
Hello, conscience. I haven't seen you for a while. I missed you.
I know.
Did you get my letter?
It's been... Oh, no, I didn't. Hotep.
Hotep, my friend. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good, man. How are you? How's Ellen?
Good. She's right here. Ellen, are you here? Ellen's here and Miss Lisa's here. Ellen runs some
hey,
air.
I'm here. I was just listening.
There you go. Hotep's okay. here. And Miss Lisa.
Hey.
Hotep, what do you think about this fool? You think this fool's running for 2024? Come on.
It's hard to say because I think he's all over the map. I know that he's pushing a social media site. He's definitely pushing business. But for politics, it's a big question mark. I don't think so, but you never know with that guy.
Well, you hit the nail on the head. If I was running for president, I'm not thinking about creating a new blog or a new entertainment center or whatever, forum. What his mind was thinking is that he wants to be more powerful than the president. He wants to be a force in the Republican Party that they bowed to the king and they kissed the king so he would endorse them. Therefore, if he can control media and have conservative media, and it does very well, that the Republicans rely on Twitter, they will rely on him. Now, his little so-called social media, he already has it set up. But there's one rule. You cannot make any comments. That's the rule. You cannot make any comments. So I don't know how well that's going to go. But you are not going to be thinking those things. You're already doing, you're not going to be rallying for something that happened in the past. You're going to be trying to rally for the future, and he's not. And Melania said, she even laughed at the doofus. Oh, that's just Donald. I will never, never, never go. And she said it five times, go back to the White House. She knows that dumb Donald is just talking and because he wants to be part of the limelight. Melania is saying, I'm not going back. So either what does that mean? He has to divorce her and get another.
Brian, did you see the, I don't mean to interrupt you, but this is along the lines of Melania. They were at a Braves game the other day.
Who?
Okay. Melania Who? And Trump. Melania and
really?
Trump.
Really? She came back.
Yeah, they were at a Braves game. Yeah, they were at a Braves game together. And then all of a sudden, the audience started chanting, let's go Brandon. Okay? You know, before all of that, Melania had a smile on her face.
Who's
and
Brandon?
And then when they started chanting.
Who's Brandon?
The NASCAR guy that won. You know, but then it's just.
Oh, wait a minute.
You're
confusing me. Wait a minute. Hold on. You're saying at the Braves game. Or are you saying at a NASCAR race? Which one?
They were at a Braves game, but then the audience started chanting, let's go Brandon, because they also make it as a disrespectful remark towards Biden.
I am so confused. Why would let's go Brandon as a disrespectful remark towards Biden?
I don't know. You have to look up the entire story to find out why everybody's saying that is a snide, disrespectful remark towards Biden. But that's what they're associating it with. And when the audience started doing that, that smile that was on Melania's face, she looked at Trump sideways and she rolled her eyes and she started frowning. And that was caught on camera. And everybody's saying, she's getting tired.
Why would
tired.
She do that?
She's getting tired. Getting tired of his bullshit.
Oh, okay, that's the point. She's tired of this bullshit and these games and these tricks.
Yeah.
Was he booed at the game? Was he booed at the game and everything? He goes, let's go Brandon. I guess Brandon's against Biden. I have no idea what he might have said. He might have said, is Brandon a race car driver?
Yeah, Brandon's the one that won the NASCAR race, okay? And, you know, I didn't catch the whole premise behind, you know, how it turned into a disrespectful remark towards Biden. Maybe Hotep knows?
I was listening, trying to figure it out, too. I'm not sure.
Yeah, but, look it up, okay? It might be trending on Twitter and everything still, too. you know, but that's what they're associating it with. Every time somebody, you know, people start chanting, let's go Brandon, you know, it's a snide remark towards Biden.
Hmm. That's interesting. Well, it is here. Here's a chat. Let's go Brandon, how a misheard chat became conservative code for insulting President Biden. Let's go Brandon. Brandon Brown earns first NASCAR series win. Brandon Brown, okay. Gutfeld reacts to left losing it over. Let's go Brandon. All right, here we go. Here's the chat. Let's see what happens. Let's go Brandon, how a misheard chant became conservative code for insulting President Biden. So now I know what you're saying, Ellen. And she's saying, I'm here to enjoy the game, and you're going to bring this bullshit back, and I'm going to get involved in this bullshit? Okay, that makes sense. Okay, here it is. Here's the chant.
Gentleman from Florida, Mr. Posey.
I thank the gentleman from Texas for yielding. Mr. Speaker, they want you to help put America back where you found it and leave it the hell alone. Let's go, Brandon. I yield back.
Once this phrase kind of took off, it's shown up everywhere on social media. It's been on the floor of the House. It's shown up in songs. And it's been in a lot of public protests, too. I think that's one thing that's different about today. In the past, people have always been upset about presidents if they haven't agreed with their policies. They might have expressed those in the past through letters or through kind of conversations in their neighborhood or with sort of people they trust. Now the sort of platforms to share these opinions are sort of, they're vast. And so people are able to speak more broadly, more loudly than they ever have before. So I think we're at a point now, more than 18 months into the pandemic, where people are just frustrated. They're frustrated with the shifting guidance on vaccinations, on booster shots, on mask mandates, and how those are playing out in different local and national contexts. And so I think this phrase has sort of gotten a lot of attention and gotten a lot of popularity because it gives people a kind of shorthand, jokey way to feel like they're exercising some sort of control or some sort of defiance of those in authority when they're really frustrated about so many aspects of their lives.
You know, the one that comes most to mind is Afghanistan. It wasn't a success. Supply ships stacked up off the coast are not a success. The southern border and whatever Biden thinks he's going to do about it is not a success. In all these cases, you know, Biden is running up against what people see, and they're saying, look, my eyes tell me one thing, and you're telling me that I ought to believe something else. I'm going to believe what I used to call my lying eyes. No government can really survive very well, and certainly not a republic or a democracy if people don't have confidence.
So apparently that's a phrase against Biden. Let's go, Brandon. It's, you know, are we tired of this stupid, silly stuff? It's just silly.
It's childish.
It's childish, and it's silly. And
hey, Emma.
Yes, yes.
I'm sorry for interjecting.
No, I'm glad you
both political. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to quickly say, both political parties, the leadership, play kindergarten games with the voters.
I agree.
Because they have kind of put us in kindergarten joke mode where one party does A, the other. I was watching a thing where the Democrats and Republicans were talking and they were teasing each other and I yield my time, but then someone would say, reclaiming my time over stupidity. It was almost like watching kids in grade 4 argue over who's going to get the ball at lunchtime. Now, these are the people hired because they're paid by us to run a nation. Now, if you put that in the boardroom of any major corporation, it would not work. But it works in politics. So it's just crazy. They've failed with climate change. They've failed to get the items off the boats and into stores. They've failed with the germs because if people were doing their job, we wouldn't be getting sick. They've failed with the vaccine.
Right.
Then there's a booster. Then there's a booster for the booster. There's more homeless now. There's still. I mean, it's ridiculous.
It is. And I think that's the mistake Biden made. For the number one mistake Biden made was the mandate. That's the number one mistake he made. People are not, people are already, the curtain is open about the dirty politics. Trump opened up that door. We know about the bullshit that goes on. We know about the branding. We know about this. And people are afraid of, you know, their rights being taken away. You've been locked down for a year, and you're told never to shake hands with anybody or hug anybody because it could kill your grandpa. People are tired of it. So when you have somebody says, okay, we're going to mandate you, and we're going to force you to do this, whether you like it or not, for the good of the country, but you lied to us. First you're saying we're vaccinated and we should be okay. But then you say, well, even though you're vaccinated, you can still catch it. What? Then you say, you're vaccinated, you can go in a store. Okay, good, I feel good, I can breathe again. Then they said, oh, you cannot go in a store because others are not vaccinated, and you're trying to turn vaccinated people against unvaccinated people, and then you're going to punish the unvaccinated people, saying that they can't go in the restaurants, they can't go in the store, and they have to show proof that they are vaccinated, which they don't feel like they should be vaccinated, then you're going to shun them. This is where Biden went wrong, his big misstep. Went wrong. And if you can watch any sporting event and you can see 30,000 going strong and not one person wearing a mask, and then they say, okay, when you're eating you can pull down the mask, okay, but when you leave you have to pull a mask up. Well, you're not, well, you're eating and you're there for a half an hour talking like crazy, and then you get up and go, okay, I'm done, now I'm gonna wear my mask and go outside. Well, where you've been spread germs for about 30 minutes. We can see this. What sense does this make? If you're okay talking 30 minutes without a mask because you've, quote, been vaccinated, why can't you be okay going to the store and getting groceries? Or what sense does it make to go in and order on a mask and you sit down and you pull it down going, now I can eat and I'm talking while I'm eating? Your eyes are seeing this bullshit. And if it's that deadly, I'm looking at the game. I'm looking at any game, the Giants game, the Rams game, whatever, 30,000 strong sitting next to each other, World Series, and I'm not hearing that the virus has taken anybody. In fact, some places are going down. If there's such a deadly virus, why aren't all these people at these games sick? Why aren't our hospitals just crowded with 30,000 people with one game? What's going on? That's just
me. Because a lot of them are getting vaccinated, Brian.
But they're saying, okay, I'm vaccinated. I should be allowed to go to a store, right? I bought into the propaganda.
I mean, okay, California hasn't lifted their mask mandate. Most states have lifted their mask mandates.
Exactly. See, that's another thing. No, California hasn't, and I'm pissed off because I'm not seeing the end of this. I am getting so frustrated. I'm getting so pissed that I'm not hearing talk about give me dates where we can finally, you're saying I'm vaccinated, or even if you say booster, give me something. If I get a booster, I can take my mask off. I'm not hearing anything in California about getting rid of the mask mandate. Everybody knows this is political bullshit and control. And people are awoke now. I hate to use the word, but people are awake of what's going on with politics and branding and power. And I'm getting sick of it. If it's, you know, Ellen, I am vaccinated. You are vaccinated. What's the use of being vaccinated if I hug you and you still give me, you may be asymptomatic and still give me the virus because somebody around you wasn't.
It's the same thing as the flu, okay? They tell you, okay, even though you're vaccinated, you can still catch the flu. It's the same thing, okay? They're telling you, you can still catch it, but the symptoms will not be.
But you know what? They're not putting that press release on a flu. They're not putting that press release on a flu that I have to wear a mask and I can't touch you, hug you, talk to you, have you in my house and without a mask on.
And Ellen,
so
that's
when I
not
hear,
how they
I mean,
marketed
that's...
this initially. They didn't market it and say, look, we have three vaccines. You could still get the virus. They didn't say that. They made it sound as though if people got it, they were good for a while, right? Maybe 2 years, a year, and come to find out a lot of it is not true. What they're doing is they're using the deaths of a few people, because some people are dying, right, to market this and have us pay the price. If they cared about people, the vaccines would be free, and all the big pharmaceuticals would say, we love America and the world and
about?
Humanity
they're
so
not,
much.
They're,
that
not
we,
they're not charging people to get the vaccine.
But we have to pay for it. It's paid for. They're not donating these vaccines for free. They're making billions and billions of dollars off this. These aren't in the public domain, the patents. We love the world so much that we're going to put the patents for all our these drugs, not all the drugs, just these ones for a pandemic. We're not going to make money off it because it's illicit, immoral, and unethical. They're not saying that. My thinking is just follow the money.
Well, they're saying that money is the root of all evil and money is what makes the world go round. So,
yeah, money changes
so
everything.
You can't have it both ways. What do you want, the root of all evil or for the world to still run and keep moving?
Well, the world would keep moving even if COVID took out 1% to 2% of the planet. So the scare tactic they use is an illogical one because there are other diseases that kill 50 to 80%, and we're not placing emphasis on that because the people dying in those are in Africa, et cetera.
Well, here's what I think. And I know how strong you feel about the vaccination. I do know that. This is a forum where we're going to
talk.
Hold
on. I'll be right back, Brian. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay.
But here's
Ellen's
what I
Ellen's gone for her booster shot.
Ow.
Ouch.
Oh. But here's what I think. If you look at our history and diseases and what have you, yeah, people with low immune deficiency, usually the elders, were succumbed to it worse than people who are healthier, part of nature, the weak. Even in the Bible, the weak. And they did this wrong. Do I believe this is a hoax? And I'll tell you, there's too many holes in it. Do I believe it's a hoax? People are dying of this. People are dying of the flu. People are dying of pneumonia. People are dying of cancer, whatever. But when you try to get a thing like this, a virus, and let's look at a virus, you guys should know how many viruses there are right now that we're breathing. If you realize how many viruses are out there that we're just walking around and we're breathing it and stuff, you'll be surprised. You'll be surprised. Men have survived. Women have survived through the ages and dark ages of plagues and famine and what have you. But when you start telling the people's lies, do I think it's a hoax? People are dying. Yes. I think they try to overplay their hand and use it as a political toy against Trump on the sake of the American people believing in something. They're trying to scare you. It doesn't make sense. Nothing makes sense of this. They're telling you, when it came out, cover your mouth with anything. People were going in Walmart with their underwear, covering their mouth and making stupid stuff covering, and then they find out, well, that's not going to protect you. You can only be protected by an N9 mask. We found that out. So those fools with scarves and all these little things on them, I got six of them, had little eyes on them. They're so cute and they're thin. They didn't even protect you. They didn't. Then they tell us in California, we're going to shut your businesses down. And people went broke, and everybody became welfare participants of the government. And then government says, okay, we ran out of money. You guys got to work. But wait a minute, you shut us down. And they didn't give you a reason why. What something was better? Or did we kill it? We're okay to work? No, they didn't. And they even opened up schools and encouraged people to go, well, then why did you shut it down in the first place? And then you're saying, well, my kid's at school and everything. I got to protect them immune. And then you tell us that kids are immune to this in the beginning. You guys got to remember, don't have short memories. Mm-hmm. Oh, kids are okay. Kids are not going to be affected by this. Kids are fine. All of a sudden, kids are being affected, and we must mandate these kids, these children. What? You got to look at the inconsistencies of this and find out why this is. I don't want to use the word a hoax. Why, this is the only thing I say is, yeah. Or mind control.
Because a scam can involve something legitimate. For example, it could be a scam if someone comes here, gives us all $20, but then steals $1 million. It's still a scam.
Right.
And in fact, the use of childish bullying, where they have people bullied if they're not shot, is clear evidence of a limited argument if you have to bully people. And I think that the parties themselves could do a lot more to educate people. But additionally, the lungs are primarily impacted, but none of the major PSAs and media are telling people to do lung exercises, which drinks and herbs will help their lungs. So they have us ignorant, wait for the shot. Well, what about breathing exercises? What about going out and taking certain herbs? I mean, there's so many holes in their arguments. It's very concerning.
Yeah.
And the masks themselves that people wear, I think most people wearing these little surgical masks, they're not really totally effective. You really need the more expensive masks. You know, those little dollar masks. They're just fashion for the most part.
Right. See, the thing and the psychology of it is when people don't have control of their own being, this is when anarchy comes in. So they develop this mass thing to say, well, at least you have some kind of control. At least you have some kind of say to keep yourself healthy. Because when it first came out, we had no say. It was anarchy. So the government planted, let's wear a mask. And they planted this story about, well, if you have a face covering, you can't spread it. But then again, they come out with the thing and saying, well, that's not necessarily true because it can go through cloth, whether you're talking and whatever. The little particles can go through the cloth. It's just too much inconsistencies going on. But the one thing you have to ask yourself, what changed? Why is school opening up again? What changed? Why are stores are opening up and more encouraging people to buy shit and Black Friday? Why is the Macy Parade is going to come on this year? And they did. What changed? Did the virus die, gets weak? Did we get strong? Did we fight it off? Nothing changed. Nothing. And now you're encouraging kids to go back to school. And you're encouraging parades. And you're encouraging events. And then bullshit like, you cannot come to our sporting events unless you're vaccinated. Okay, we're vaccinated. Okay, good. Now you can come there, and you got 30,000 people who are strong. But then the CDC says, wait a minute. Even though you're vaccinated, you can still catch it. Even though you're vaccinated, you could be asymptomatic. You could still catch it. You could still spread it. It's like, what? Oh, okay, let's get vaccinated. Well, vaccination will keep you out of hospital. Whose rules? This is not science. This is about the people are panicking, like they're panicking taking out the toilet paper. They're panicking going to the emergency room and everything, and the nurses in the hospital can't take all these people panicking and putting them on ventilators. So we got to make up a rule. Okay, if you get vaccinated, it'll keep you off the ventilator. Really? Because that's everybody's fear. There was no science in keeping you off a ventilator. But this was a thing, a political thing that said, okay, we'll tell the people that you could just stay home for 10 days. Oh, you want to take a test? No problem. But if you look on the internet and you look at science, the test has 50% false positive, false negative. So what test do you take? What are you going to trust? If it's a possibility that your test will become a false positive or a negative, it's not a foolproof system. Have we been played? Yes. Have this been overplayed? Yes. Do I reckon? Old people are expendable. You don't want to hear it? Too bad. We don't give a fuck about old people. Old people are useless. You don't like to hear it? Too damn bad. We don't even have ads. The only ads against old people is that we'll give you a Viagra pill and you get an old boner. Now, why would a man 80 years old want to take a pill and want to fuck? No man 80 years old want to fuck. He's trying to take a dump on his own. He is not thinking, and if you ever looked at an 80-year-old woman naked, you're not going to want that. Well, you're not. An old man, what are you really? You look really hot. I got the blue pill. Yeah. This, do I say it's bullshit? It's bullshit. And here's what I'm trying to say, why old people are expendable. Because now they come out and say, well, let's talk about the booster shot. Okay. Well, if you're 65 and over, you can have it. What? Well, I'm 34. Can I have it? Nah, you don't need it. Okay. We're going to experiment on the old folks first, see how they do. We don't care. I mean, they're next to dust anyway. So we're going to just see how their little bones work before we add the 34. But if you have an immune deficiency, like, you know, you're going to die anyway, you might as well take this experimental drug because you have nothing to live for anyway. So we're going to go with the old people, and then we're going to go with people who are barely hanging on to life. We'll give you a shot. This is what's happening here in America. If you don't believe what I'm saying, all you have to do is look. There's just too much inconsistency. And this is going to bring Biden down. He connected himself with this mandate bullshit. As far as I'm concerned, I'm pissed off. Why are you pissed off, Ron? I'll tell you I'm pissed off. I bought into propaganda. I got vaccinated. Now, they told me, I swear to God, if they would have told me, well, Mr. Jackson, I'm going to give you a shot. Okay. Well, you know this shot is not going to protect you 100%. What? You know, you can still catch it if I give you the shot. What? Yeah. And you can still spread
it. And you'll need a booster.
Yeah. And, well, how long is this shot going to last? I'm thinking forever, right? Well, new study came out.
6 months.
About 5 to 6 months. And then you might need a booster.
And you can't sue us if you get a side effect.
And you can't sue us, exactly, because you got to remember, it's still experimental, it's an emergency thing. But so what is it good for? Well, you're not going to be able to be, well, if you get sick, you don't have to worry about being on a ventilator. Huh? Well, what about, I mean, is my lungs going to fall apart? Are you going to protect me from my lungs? Are you going to protect me for this? No, you're going to still have the experiences of a long-haul thing and still catch it. So what do you want to do? I'm already in the parking lot with my middle finger at them as I pass by the door because it doesn't make sense.
And what are the long-term health ramifications? We still
don't
know.
Tell me about it. Tell me. They don't know. I had an argument with Mr. Solution. I think it was about this virus thing. And I said to him, he goes, well, what do you think it is, Brian? I go, here's what I think. What we know for a fact is we don't know. He goes, that don't make sense. I go, yes, it does. What we know for a fact is we don't know. And what we know is that we don't know what is the fallout in the long run. We don't know how this is going to behave. We don't know if it's our immune system. We don't know a lot of things. This is what we know. So what we know is what we don't know. As we don't know a lot of these things about this virus. We don't. All we do know is that Pfizer is getting rich. Moderna is getting rich.
And Hammer, when we try to have discussions in social media, et cetera, we get warnings and blocked and shadow banned.
Sure.
So you can't even have a mature discussion where if you have an opposing view, you're not saying to hurt somebody. You're just saying, you know, I have a concern. I've been blocked and banned on so many social media
right. Because
of just asking questions. So we're back to Nazi Germany where the drug is used to take away our rights and our freedoms. And, you know, it's amazing. George Orwell's 1984 in 2021.
No kidding. I had this discussion with my brother. He was in the Air Force. We talked about the vaccination. He goes, I'm for it. He's for vaccination. I said, why? When you're in the Army, they're vaccinating us with so much bullshit we don't even know. They're giving us so many shots that our arms are bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
And we're giving us more shots and more shots. And I did a thing, and I don't have it in front of me, but these are like little grants that the government tried to do with spies and everything. And I did that little thing where they tried to get a cat. What they tried to do is the government infected a cat with this device. They shot the cat up. He had this little listening device in the cat. And the theory is the cat will go across the Soviet border and we can listen to the Soviet conversation. That's what it was for. But they found out that the cat kept running up the tree and he laid there and slept for 8 hours. It didn't work. It didn't work. So the moral of the story is the government, don't think the government has not been trying all this stuff out on us to test us out. I mean, I still believe the AIDS theory about it was a chemical weapon and we got certain people to use this. It's supposed to be made as a chemical warfare kind of thing, infecting people. And if you ever want to infect anybody, go to Africa, because who's going to complain, right? Who's going to complain? Or go to Haiti. Who's going to complain when you use experimental drugs to see what's going on? I'll do the story tomorrow, the things the government has done that would blow your mind to spy on other people and to create havoc on their own people and experiment on their own people. You will be shocked. So that goes, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but it goes with there's too many inconsistencies with this mandate and this vaccine. There's way too much, and I'm seeing it in front of my eyes and plain in day. It's like, are we going to start believing our lying eyes or what? Or are we going to just listen to the man who's going to mind control us? My theory on this, I'm against mandate. I think you have a choice. See, me, if I want to get my shot, I want a full shot. Okay, you're now vaccinated. Good. What does that mean? It means you cannot catch it. You cannot pass it on. Good. That's how it's done. Don't give me a vaccination going, well, what does it mean? Well, you still got to wear your mask. What? And you can still catch it. What? And you can still kill your grandpa because you can pass it on. Grandpa? What did I get shot for? What did I do?
Hey, Hammer, there may be a solution to the vaccinated groups versus the unvaccinated, and that would be to have time periods where, for example, from, you know, 7 to 9 on Saturdays, certain groups can go out and do their shopping and their laundry. Because if we don't do something like that, I think that we're all going to be forced into precarious situations, which are unnecessary. Yeah.
I agree. There has to be. Yeah.
That's
there has
happen.
To be. You're exactly right, Lisa.
They're not going to follow
that
direction.
Well, they already had us forced at the homes, you remember, where you had to stay home. So the only difference now is if you're not vaccinated on Saturday.
Even then people didn't stay home. People did not stay at home in certain states. When I was in Louisiana, people were all over the place. Driving.
Yeah.
Supposed to be staying at home, not going to work. They were still out on the street. For real. So, people are hard-headed in the U.S. They think they're invincible, if you ask me. But, I mean, that's...
At the spike of it, of all this chaos and this scaredness and people lock your doors and don't say goodbye to your loved ones and stay behind a door, blah, blah, blah.
No,
I was out there partying.
I'm going to remind you guys, okay, Erin was exposed to it 3 times. Did she stay home? Did that stop her?
Right.
The only thing
Did
that
it?
Stopped her was she couldn't, no, the only thing that stopped her was okay, she couldn't go to school for 10 days, and she couldn't go to work for 10 days. That was it. Other than that, she was out hanging out with her friends and everything.
But you're proving our point, Ellen. If this was such a disaster and a dangerous disease, she wouldn't feel well enough to go out and hang with her friends and all this stuff, the way they're painting this.
I mean, I am going to tell you. Okay.
Yeah.
I was leaving the house. I did not leave the house.
No, when you were quarantined, but...
That's isolation. I did not leave the house.
But after that, you still didn't... you hung out with your friends.
But
you didn't let it stop you.
Period, I did not.
That's what I said. I said the only thing that you couldn't do was you couldn't go to work for 10 days and you couldn't go to school.
I proceeded to say that I still hung out with my friends. I did
after you got out of quarantine.
No.
Well, you did say that, Erin. Did Erin catch it one time?
I didn't isolate. I stayed in this house for 10 days.
Okay.
Did she catch it?
Did she actually test positive that she has COVID?
Yeah, she tested positive.
Okay.
How many times?
How many times?
I thought you caught it a couple other times.
Wow. Okay.
I thought you were exposed to it a couple other times.
No.
Okay. She was exposed to it one time and she tested positive.
Are you stupid?
But she did stay in the house for 10 days.
You do realize once you test positive, 90 days go by that you're safe. Why would I ever be exposed again? Because right after those 90 days, I got the vaccine.
I don't know. There's a lot of people.
You're just making up shit.
No, because I thought you were exposed to it more than once.
If I was, I would have been here. Why are you
Emma,
lying?
They need a show.
Why are you exaggerating what happened?
You know,
no,
at one time,
else.
She. I remember Erin when she was a 9-year-old
like,
kid.
That's not you at all.
This is Erin now
yeah.
at 18. Times have changed. Times have changed.
Oh, my God.
But I guess what I'm trying to say is that I believe that probably 85% of us have already had some kind of contact or have had COVID. I believe that. I believe that, yeah, you did stay home 10 days or 90 days or whatever it is. You needed to rest. You needed to do things. But I think you were exposed. The point of what we're trying to say is then you got vaccinated. I understand. But the point is what we're trying to say is even if you caught it unvaccinated, you still recovered. That's the point what I'm trying to say. You still recovered. It wasn't a death sentence for you. It didn't put you under a ventilator. That's the whole point. Am I correct, Erin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Whether she wants to say
no,
so or
you
not.
Didn't. You didn't have to go in the hospital and get on a ventilator.
I was asymptomatic.
Yeah, she was asymptomatic.
Right, and if I remember that when you did talk to me, when Erin did have, and Erin is Ellen's daughter. When you did talk to me and you worried about it and she did test it, I asked you, what was Erin doing? She was eating pizza. I go, what?
Yeah. Yep.
I go, what do you mean she's eating pizza? Oh, she's with her friends. They're taking precautions, but they're eating pizza. I go, okay. And then 3 days later, I go, where's Erin? Oh, she's out with her friends. She's what? And my point of the matter is, and then she got vaccinated, but my point of the matter is, it didn't affect her as
Why
a death sentence.
Why are you talking about me?
You know, we're talking about COVID.
Okay, we're not talking
about
you. We're talking about people in general who came in contact with COVID.
We're talking about people in general who caught COVID and everything.
And they didn't die.
And they were asymptomatic. And they didn't die.
That's my point. So, and tell her we're not talking about her. Tell her we're not talking about her.
No, I didn't. No,
we're not
talking
about
you.
We're talking about normal people. We tell her that we're talking about normal people who knows how to behave on the radio. That's who we're talking about. All right. Hammer, don't take no shit. Michael.
Hey, Emma. Emma,
yes.
Listen. Our government
yes, okay.
cares so much about COVID. Well, what about the
right.
fact that people in vehicles that drive, a huge amount of them die? Right, or people that take drink, or people that take medicines with side effects that die. In other words, there seems to be a big inconsistency. If our government were continually saying, look, we got to lower these number of deaths, and since people die, no one drive over 30 miles an hour, then I would say, wow, that's consistent. Now they care
right.
about COVID. But this is not a government, whether Republican or Democratic, that
right.
cares on that level. So then the red flag
right.
comes up. If someone comes in this chat, in this discussion, and slaps all of us, and
right.
then comes in and say, I got something in this bag that is going to help you, we would be
sure.
suspicious.
Right.
So that's an additional reason I don't trust him.
Right. It's just the messaging, and the CDC is so fucked up. They're giving us different messaging. We don't know what to believe anymore. And the fact, here's the fact, we don't know. And people just seem that they can't handle that. People can't seem to understand. We don't know. We don't know what this is going to do to a young girl's body. There's not enough tests to see what's going to happen to her 10 years from now. There's not enough tests to see if it's going to do anything with her menstrual cycle or her mood or whatever. We don't know if a young boys is going to mess with their testosterone or their growth and whatever. The fact of the matter is we don't know. And the difference between this vaccine and other vaccines, the other vaccines had enough study. It was so weird. I looked at this one study, and it came out with a vaccine, something, it was something stupid. And they said it was, they did a study. And I looked, okay, I went further. How many people did they study? 242. 242 people? And you came to this conclusion? I didn't get called. And who are the people you're calling? How many black and brown and Asian people were in this study? You know what I'm trying to say? Stop it with the nonsense. And I'm going to go on to something really important, but I'm just saying, Ellen, you did the responsible thing. I did it too, Ellen. I'm vaccinated. I got it. I'm the one who is vaccinated. You're the one who is vaccinated, too, so we can talk about it. And people who are not vaccinated, they don't know what we went through. So people who are not vaccinated, lay off of us who are vaccinated. We're people, too.
Hey, Tama, can I quickly add that we haven't been taught what RNA is, what mRNA is, what DNA is on a higher level. So we're making decisions without knowing where RNA comes out of, which is it's inside of the – it's a one string versus two string. DNA has two strands. RNA has one strand. Well, then RNA produces mRNA, right? And it gets even deeper than that. I have pages and pages of notes. I'm trying to understand what it is. But how do we decide what to do if we don't know what it is? So we're ignorant and making decisions. Thanks.
Exactly. You can't make a decision if you don't have adequate information. And nowadays, I'm thinking, I hate to be a cynical bastard, but people are jumping to conclusion through social media, and they're making decisions on other people's opinions. Not enough. We come to a country of laziness. We don't even have enough time to do our own research to make a great decision for ourselves. We're quick to attack. We're quick to do this, and we're quick to do that. And it's making us very angry, Americans. We are very angry. It's like, welcome to America. We're angry, and we're going to whoop your ass. Come over here if you want to and see if you can be a citizen. And we won't give you papers. We'll just jump you in. We are very angry people, and we have turned against each other. And we are angry. The vaccinated people are turning against the unvaccinated people, vice versa. The gay people are turning against the transgender. The transgender is turning against this. The Trump support. We're going to take away that title. Stop it with the title. I'm not going to give him the credit. There are people who should be accounted for how they act. And I'm not going to give that man any kind of credit. There are people who believe in conspiracy theories. Fine, let them. My theory is, if I'm going to be vaccinated, and they're going to go, I'll be honest with you. If they say, doctor, perfect world, vaccinate me. Mr. Hammer, you are now vaccinated. But Mr. Hammer, there are people out there who are not vaccinated. Do you want to pass the word? I'll say this, let them die. And I mean that. Let them die. Stupid people and morons hurt innocent people. Crazy people and uneducated people hurt regular people with their actions. If somebody doesn't want to take the vaccine and they got all the information that they can keep you out of the hospital, they can keep you prolong your life, let them not take it. They're the fools out there with the sign, freedom, our bodies are mine. Fine, die. Okay, accept it. Okay, have a good life. As long as I'm protected by your moronic decision because I'm vaccinated, because your moronic decision is going to, because I can still catch it, you know, because if you're being an idiot, okay, I'm getting pissed off. But if I'm vaccinated and I really believe that I'm fully covered, nothing's going to happen to me, even if I talk to you because you're a moron, I hope you die. Die, 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 die. And there's a good benefit in it for us. You know, if they die, there's more job opportunities. I mean, apartments are going to be for rent. There's more parking spaces. We can get rid of the handicapped spot. There are less people in the stores. Black Friday will be a breeze. And if this is your decision, this is your suicidal decision, let them have it. Let them have it. Because I believe I caught it. I believe 87% of us had some kind of contact with this COVID virus. It's impossible not to have one. It's been around for a year and a half, probably longer. We probably had it, and we went through it. We suffered through it. We were sick for 3 days. Some of us were sick for a week. At that time, it wasn't COVID. It was something else. We got our bodies back together again, and we continued on. That's how it always happened. You got a cold, you stay home. You got a flu, you stay home. You got pregnant, you stay home. You got a menstrual cycle that's cramping and everything, and you're getting irritable, you stay home. That's it. And they even tell you to stay home for 10 days. They even gave it a number, 10 days. Well, if you're, they even got a pill right now saying that if you stay home for 10 days, you can take this pill. It'll keep you out of the hospital. Do you hear that theory? What's going on? What company invented that pill? They said now there's a pill. Okay, so we can't make money off of you assholes who are not going to get vaccinated. No, we're not going to do it. But we just invented a pill. Read it on the internet. I forgot what company's doing it. So what this pill does is helps you, if you have COVID and you're unvaccinated, this pill will give you the protection not to put you in a hospital. That's what the pill is for. So now you can just take a pill. So now we learn how to make money off of people who are unvaccinated. It's like a cold pill, you know, headache pill, Nutren, Bufferin, Midol. Yeah, you got some cramps, take a pill. And now, if you don't want to be vaccinated, and you feel some symptoms, take a pill. All the pharmaceutical company is saying, we got you now. There's no excuse for you not to take our product. Done. Anybody disagree with me?
No, in fact, the patent cannot be made for natural holistic products. You'll notice that hospitals give out pharmaceuticals as opposed to holistics, and the vaccine fits in with that financial business model.
I agree. I think Mr. Joe's in the studio, and I think Mr. King of Kings is back in the studio. Hello, fellas. Welcome to the show. We got a full studio today. Welcome.
What's going on?
Hey, this is a whole lot of trouble, man. Whole lot of trouble. It's a mess. Time
what
to jump ship.
Kind of trouble?
You know what kind of trouble there is, Joe. You know, it starts with a T that rhymes with P, and that spells pool. I have to talk to Joe. Joe knows what that means.
What? Oh, God. Oh, Jesus, no. Yeah, God. Oh, well.
You
wow.
know, you know the movie was...
I remember.
What, Deadpool?
I think it was Oklahoma.
No, it's not
it was
Deadpool.
Oklahoma.
No, it wasn't Oklahoma. It wasn't Oklahoma.
No.
It was Oklahoma.
It was with
no,
Debbie
wasn't
Reynolds.
Oklahoma.
Yeah,
but was it that? Was it Ten Tamarine Man or whatever? I don't know.
So maybe, yeah.
Oh, now you're getting me trivia. So there was a song, Ellen, that this guy, this shyster, comes to town. It was a nice, innocent town. And so, I don't even remember. What was he selling? He was selling something. And he was saying there's trouble
selling
in this town.
Some.
What was
yeah.
he selling?
Mm-hmm.
Dildos. He wasn't selling dildos in the 50s. He was selling...
No, he wasn't.
He was selling...
What
body?
Was he... Get out of here. You're the only dildo salesman in the 50s. Hello. You're with the milkman. You're behind the milkman. You want this with your milk?
He made a
it's
fortune.
He made a fortune. Yeah, you know what? You would have.
Yeah.
You would have.
There's something that I forgot now. It's related to Ellen, because she sells sex toys. There was another Blog Talk radio show or some other.
Really?
Some other entity that I came across that helps people with marketing sex toys. I think I have it written down someplace. If I remember, I'll get back to you, Ellen, on that.
So there's somebody
okay.
on Blog Talk selling
if you are.
Sex toys?
Yeah, either Blog Talk or a website I came across, and I made a note of it so that when I came back on your show, I could tell Ellen about it, but I don't have the information in front of me right now.
I believe every woman and every girl should own a dildo. I really believe
why?
That.
Why?
I really believe that. Well, I'm going to tell you why, and it's going to be an education and a medical reason. You're going to be surprised why I said it. I said a lot of these women who get pregnant, who get in trouble, are curious because they're, by nature, think they're missing out on something. thinking that every, you know, TV and images and everything, thinking it's so cute to be with the bad boy and all that stuff, they get into trouble. What starts with T, that rhymes with P, and that spells pool. And I think if every girl turns the age of 18, learns to stop, you know, they're going to be curious, and that's just natural. If they learn the sex education and what their bodies and how they use their bodies and what they want with their bodies, and let's just be honest, they're horny, I think it will save a lot of STDs and a lot of pregnancy, that they don't need a boy, especially the wrong boy, because it's not about the boy. It's always about, and I'm sorry, hotel have the girls. I'm sorry, hotel, close your ears. What I'm saying is that a lot of girls get in trouble with curiosity with boys. And they get pregnant, they get the STDs, they get hurt, they get emotional, and because they don't really, and it all because of their bodies that are changing and what it's craving. So, if you have a dildo, preferably a long black one, it can soothe your wars, your little worries. And that would help for division. I mean, with the quit being divisive, you should go out and get a different color one. You know what I mean? Encourage diversity.
Black dildos matter? BDM?
They do matter. Stop it. You.
Oh, God. What I mean.
I know.
Unreal.
Wait a minute.
Fucking unreal.
Let me tell you about a little town. They're worried about this. And by the way, Joe, it's called the Music Man. And
okay, yeah.
They
All
were
right.
trying to figure out a scam, and I was going to play it, but we don't have enough time. And then they said, okay, I can save you, and because your town is going to hell. You got a pool hall here. You got this, and, you know, and it's the pool hall. The pool hall was a very bad thing. Only bad people, hustlers, will go there. Whores will go there. And they pointed out the pool hall.
Big black
and that's
balls
what they said.
In your mouth. Big black balls in your mouth. Big cock in your mouth. Big balls.
Cole will try to do
Cole.
Anything.
Okay,
Cole
right.
will try to do anything
right.
to get on the air. You know that? He would try to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes in with homosexually and trying to taunt me and seduce me with big black balls. I don't like the song. It's not going to make it on the top 10. Hello, Mr. King. Just, you know, I mean, God. I come on 1 week. I've been gone for a week, and I get this. Give me some respect.
Are you going to do that mad comedian
shit? That becomes your favorite. That's your favorite because I bomb at it because I suck.
Yeah.
I suck. You love it.
Oh boy. Oh, you know what? The Rodney King jokes you told were bad. Weren't bad. Yeah, okay.
Well, you know, Hotep, I try to expand my talent, and Joe will pick up anything that I fell in, and he would love it. So I tried to expand my talent. So I did a thing on trying to be a funny comedian. And I try it out. Nobody laughs at all. And I'm trying really hard. And I'm trying to get in the rhythm like this. So Joe wants me to tell jokes.
I didn't say I want you to tell jokes. I just asked you if you were going to do it.
It's too late. Too late. You requested it.
You
could have
said.
It is too late.
No, it's too late, mister. No, I just asked if you were. You could have said no, and I would have gone. But you said,
it's too late, mister.
Oh, good. We got a request here. Nobody requested that shit. Come on.
You know what? It is too late. Because here it is.
Oh, man. What?
Ellen, introduce me as the English. Ellen.
Now back at the Laugh Factory. Making his nightly appearance with a mad angry comic.
Yeah! Oh. That's a mad angry comic. Thank you, Ellen.
I've never heard so I never heard somebody so enthusiastic about
I know.
About me.
He regrets
about
it.
About doing nothing.
This motherfucker.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Thank
all
you.
Right.
Thank you. Thank you. I asked my publicist to introduce me with her enthusiastic tone. I am the Mad Amy Thomas. Thank you. There you go. Where are you from? Who the fuck? I'm doing jokes here. Thank you. And I'm going to attempt to do a joke. Here we go. There's three words to ruin a man's ego. Is it in? Is it in? Is it in there? Damn, this hurts. Really hurts really bad.
Those,
I didn't think it was going to hurt this bad. The silence
those
was
are the
killing me.
I know, those are the other three words. That hurts the man's ego.
All right,
it really hurts.
Oh my God. Okay. Just warming up, folks.
At least last time you got laughter from Ms. Lisa.
I know.
I
don't even have enough for this. All right. Just a warm up.
I'm trying.
I know.
Oh, Lisa.
So embarrassing.
Oh, you're there.
All right. All right. I see what's happening here. You guys are purposely trying not to laugh because this is good stuff. All right.
Oh,
see what's happening.
Yeah. It is hard not to. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Here it is. Hey, you know, what's the difference between a woman with PMS and a terrorist? You can negotiate with a terrorist.
Really?
Is my mother home?
Come on, man. All right. Hold on. Right.
Where are you getting these jokes? Are you making them up or are you reading them off?
I'm making them up. They're good stuff. Here's one right here. Here we go. You know, I'm not sure
he's
how I feel about masturbation.
Yeah.
Okay. Here you go. Here's one for I guarantee everyone's going to laugh. Watch. I'm not sure how I feel about masturbation. On the other hand, it's pretty great.
On the other hand, it's great.
On the other hand, it's...
I know.
Hi-oh! All right. Jesus.
All
right.
Okay.
Go on.
All right, here we go.
I'll tell you,
hey,
I'll
everybody,
tell you about Rodney
the
King.
Free drinks. Free drink for everybody.
Okay. Rodney King.
All right, here
okay.
we go. Mm. You know what? I'm going
to
tell you a story.
But we have
you
to
know,
pay.
Losing...
We have to pay a 2-drink minimum for this shit.
I think we have to pay more. It's coming out of my
way. I was about to say, it's got to be 4 minimum.
Yeah, exactly. Here's one. Losing my virginity was a lot like how I learned to ride a bike. My dad had a firm grip on my shoulders.
Oh my God, that was
that one sounds.
Come on, that's pedophilia. You're telling that joke.
Oh, they're turning on me now. Hey, I'm just a comedian. Stop it. He's turning on me now.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah, you would have got you would have had all kinds of vegetables thrown at you.
Okay, wait a minute.
Plus the father's punch.
Okay, I got to come back. I got to make a comeback really quick because my career is already over and I only started last week. Okay, making a comeback. Here we go. Hey, how did the Burger King get Dairy Queen pregnant? Yeah? He forgot to wrap his Whopper.
That isn't bad, buddy.
God.
Somehow the way you tell it, it just...
The delivery is horrible. The delivery is so horrible.
All in the delivery.
The joke is good, but the delivery is bad. Oh, man.
Okay. All right, listen. I'm warming you. Hey, what did one lesbian vampire say to the other? I'll see you next month.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Hotep. Thank you, Hotep. Thank
I'm
you.
With you. I'm with you. I'm at your show.
Disgusting. Oh, you're getting violent. This is a comedy
stuff. It was just downright disgusting.
Oh, Jesus.
Who's the comedian that used to throw vegetables and everything?
Oh yeah.
That was the one
with
yeah.
his hat.
That was the redhead.
Yeah. With the watermelon?
Wasn't that the redhead?
Yeah, the watermelon.
Oh, no, there's two. There was Carrot Top, and then there was, what's his name, with the watermelon. He used to smash watermelons on the stage.
He used to smash it, right.
Gallagher.
Even Gallagher would be throwing shit at you right now, Brian.
I know.
And there'd be whole watermelons, too.
Okay.
No,
well,
Brian wouldn't be getting watermelons thrown at him. He'd be getting eggs, rotten
okay,
eggs.
Okay, I got one that pleases women. Here you go. She gave me an Australian kiss. You know what an Australian kiss is? It's the same as a French kiss, but down under.
Oh, my God.
See, I'm with
oh,
you.
Oh, come on.
You got
that
one fan
funny.
In the room.
That was funny.
You got me on the ropes.
I get that
getting angry.
Funny, yeah.
I know. You guys are just racist. But... You're just racist.
Hey, Hammer, they all have sexual innuendo in them.
I know. How about this? No more sexual jokes.
Okay.
Here's this. The speed limit of sex is 68 because 69 you have to turn around.
You just said no more sexual jokes.
I know. I said it to lower your guard so I could come back at you.
So you could come back with a joke.
I know.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Okay. And here's the last one.
Where's the hook? Oh, y'all got
about,
there we go. About 14 more last
what one. Did, what did the O say to the Q? Dude, your dick's hanging out.
Oh.
What?
Dick's hanging out. Oh, say to the Q. I get it.
Yeah, you get it.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, with you. Okay.
Okay,
oh.
Last one.
Okay.
I finished with the Big Bang. Here we go. Why was the guitar teacher arrested for fingering a minor?
You told these jokes last week.
Yeah, I'm saying them because they got a lot.
You told that one the other day.
Oh, come on.
You got to repeat your failures? Jesus, fuck.
I got nothing left.
Hey, Hammond, if you need a manager, I'll manage you. I'll get you on the
company. Thank you, sir.
Yes, my
friend. Oh, God.
I need to be booked.
don't invest a lot of money into them.
Right.
Oh.
It's like what Joe
and
always says. If you don't
broke.
This is what Joe always says. It always works when you have a guy in the audience, you point to him. This is what Joe always says. If you don't believe in oral sex, keep your mouth shut.
Even when you put me in the joke, it doesn't work. What's wrong with you? Jesus, fuck.
Hey, Hammer, I think you're good at delivery, but maybe have someone else help with the jokes. A lot of comics don't write their jokes, just like a lot of vocalists don't write their lyrics.
Yeah.
Maybe Ellen could
maybe
write the joke.
Maybe she could. Well, here's the...
No.
Well,
I'm not good at writing jokes.
What do you get when you mix birth control with LSD? A trip without kids. A trip without kids.
God, I love it when I'm joking.
Why does it feel like you're the only comedian on stage with cue cards?
The cue card told me to get off an hour ago. My cue card says,
right.
If I read the cue card, it says, abort, abort, you're not funny, abort.
Exit.
It has to.
You're the only one reading a teleprompter.
I was about to say that. You have to buy the teleprompter to be super bad.
All right, I'm going to go back to my Rodney Dangerfield joke. Say, Cat Moore. Why do women have orgasms? Just another reason to moan, really.
You know, okay, wait a minute. You need to take a beat between
All right, here we go.
And the punchline.
Okay, last one. My gay friend got fired from a sperm bank because they caught him drinking on the job.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God, that's gross.
I'm gagging here.
You're the one who requested the comedian.
God.
Yeah,
yeah, so when is he going to show up? I'd like it if he shows up.
I don't think he's going to show up. Oh,
yeah,
God.
He requested a comedian. Instead, he got you.
I'm a fill-in. Oh,
I know.
I need a... What? Can somebody call a doctor?
Well, that's it for today. Let's give a big hand for the comedian.
Yeah.
You can catch him at Joe's Rape Room.
I'm gonna have to appear there.
Wow. That was a tough audience. That was a tough crowd, I tell you. That was a tough crowd. Thank you and good night. And I hope to see you next week. Tip the waitress and eat the fish. Not her. The one on the plate. Jesus.
You need about 1,000 more laugh tracks, dude.
I do. Any more?
Oh.
That was brutal. That was brutal. I mean, wow. Wow. I was sweating like a Democrat at a Trump rally. Woo. All right. That's the end of our show. We have some more stories I wanted to get to. One was a George Floyd thing. Basically, Minnesota is voting today to defund the police. It's on the ballot. And watch it. What the people want is they want to get rid of the police, and they want to put in what they call peacekeepers instead. And meanwhile, in Minnesota, violence is up, shootings are up, stabbings are up, rape is up. And you're going to vote right now to replace the police? Good luck, Minnesota. I'm sorry, Minnesota. Minneapolis. Good luck, Minneapolis. See how that works for you. We're going to talk about Jeff Bezos. You know, people, it's very easy. If you want to hold police accountable, be able to take away the little amendment that they cannot be sued, that they have immunity. If you take that away, then you can be able to sue the police, put them in jail and everything. That's all it needs. And if you can't take that away, then you're going to bullshit with the other things and tap dance around the other bullshit about defunding them and let's put them in peacekeepers and have counselors come to your door and what the fuck are you talking about?
I had a neighbor mm-hmm. that was having a mental breakdown, and some people came that were counselors instead of the cops initially, and it helped a lot, although the cops did eventually come because she didn't calm down, but initially it helped. It's just,
I don't think there's enough counselor to be on patrol 24/7. I mean, I don't know what you do. The person's locked in the door, and blah blah blah. All right, call the counselor. Well, let's see who's available. You know, the counselor will be here in an hour. What was that? Well, he just killed three people and he committed suicide. Oh well, let's cancel the counselor. Let's move on. Lunch.
Well, one state found that the not sending the police was helping. Because a lot of calls don't require guns and strong guys and women, but instead require social services and discussion. So I think it's going to work if they apply.
It's kind of weird. I don't know, man. We're getting into no man's land here. I understand what they want to do. I'm a black person. I understand that they come in, they like the West, they shoot first and ask questions later. Bam, bam, bam. Oh, who was he? Oh, that was the black man who called you. Oh, damn. That's the second time that happened this week. Look.
Yep.
I understand. You know, I do understand. But I don't, you know, there has to be something else. There has to be something
else. Well, Hamley, remember that in many parts of Europe, police don't react the way our police react. So we're used to an American-style policing, and
right.
we have American-style crime.
Right.
In many parts of Europe, it's a very different approach. And, in fact, some of the jails, it's almost like a hotel. I feel I should go over there and get
really?
Arrested because, oh, yeah, yeah, more civil. No chains on the people's hands. You can go in the kitchen
wow.
and cook. One place had like a little pool, you know, and people would think, oh, that makes the criminals spoiled. No, the recidivation rate is very low. People don't want to return. Mm-hmm. So we're very aggressive here.
Well, we are, but remember we are the Wild Wild West in most European states. I don't know if they carry arms like we do or we have the Second Amendment like we do. I understand police are thinking he may be armed, they could kill us, the fear of a black man. It's a whole thing, and I agree with you, Hotep, but I think we could fix the police department if we just take away that immunity clause. That's the problem. We don't have to redo the whole police and call it and rebrand it a different name as peacekeepers instead of police. If we just take away that immunity clause, I think a lot, and hold them responsible for their actions, knowing that they can be sued and fired and go to jail. Let's just face it. The only thing that's keeping me from looting Walmart is because I can go to jail. Other than that, if they say, Brian, if somebody said, Brian, you can go to Walmart anytime you want to, get anything you want to, we won't hold any kind of, you know, any kind of actions against you. You can go in there and you can get your stuff, and if you want to rape somebody, you can, and then you can come out and go shopping Thursday. Right. You go in there with your dildo raping. Now, if I had, it wasn't against the law, I would do it. But the only reason what's keeping me from killing folks and robbing banks.
And telling jokes.
The jokes. Hey, come on, Ellen. Come on, don't
kill
laugh at that.
The jokes. Hey, come on. You're guilty, Your Honor.
Killing them.
Lock them up.
Lock them up. Oh, how
jokes.
Dare you. And you're my friend.
That's a crime. That's a crime in itself.
I know. I got one story. We got to end in one story. Make it fast. Tell me what you got. We got a mixture of women and men in here. Got a lot of people, and I want to hear it. I'm not going to tell you my theory. Here we go. And I think Hotep is going to love this story because he's cultural too, meaning certain cultures. He's familiar with certain cultures. This guy, he's a Filipino nurse, and he claims that in his Filipino culture, they hug and they kiss people. That's what he claims. That's their greeting. Something like Cuomo said, I'm Italian. We talk with our hands, and sometimes our hands are full of boobies. I don't know how they got there. Anyway, here's the headline. Male nurse who was sacked for sexually harassing a female colleague, half his age. They have to put in half his age. Does it really matter if it was half his age? I could tell without looking. I bet you $1 million a female wrote this. I got to see who wrote this. Why would you put half his age? Isn't enough for harassing someone? Jamie Phillips. I bet you it's a woman. Because only a woman would put half his age. No straight journalist male is going to care about half his age. She's legal. Why are you putting half his age? Only a female will do this. So it's already going to be biased for me. And so here's the headline. Male nurse who was sacked for sexually harassing a female colleague. Half his age, and then he sued the male. He sued the hospital, claiming hugging and kissing was part of his Filipino culture, loses his race. Or he loses the claim in court. Here we go. Leonard. Poor Leonard. I like Leonard. Leonard was 40. Leonard wasn't doing anything wrong. So Leonard was fired for attempting to kiss a 20-year-old colleague. How many of us have never done that before? Come on, man. That's a call to coffee break. I'm with you, Leonard. So it's true. You should see me at my lunch hour. He was sacked after attempting to kiss a 20-year-old colleague at a hospital. The married nurse claimed hugging and kissing other staff was a cultural norm. That's Leonard. He said, it's our culture, man. Hospital bosses denied an appeal, saying his conduct was unwelcome and caused distress. There you go. He then tried to sue the hospital for unfair dismissal. And that's the story. That's basically it. He says it's in his culture. So they sued, at the time of the incident, Mr. Marana, our hero, he worked in a theater. He's a highly skilled nurse. Nothing wrong with this. The tribunal heard some of the close-knit theater staff team were Filipinos, so they were embraced each other in greetings known as beso-beso. Is it beso-beso? Kissing their cheek to cheek, or mano, a gesture where a young person puts their forehead on an older person's hand. That's what they do. I never heard of that culture before, but they do that. He worked in a hospital. See, you know, I'm not going to read this. Let me tell you something. I like you, Mr. Mana, but you're a fool. You're an idiot. I don't give a fuck what your culture tells you to do. You're in America now, and you have to obey by the rules. You don't bring your culture into America. You are now an American culture person. If I go to the Filipinos, can I buy your sister? Yes, I can. But if you come to America, you cannot buy my sister. You get your ass kicked. So if I'm in the Philippines, I have to abide by what the Filipino law is. And when you're in America, you must abide by what the American law is. And you don't come around, and you don't do the kissy-kissy, and you don't do this and touching their titties. We are not like Germany or France. Oh, believe it, or even worse, China. China will rape you if you're on a, if you're taking mass transit in China, and they pack those trains in so tight. China, you're up there fucking on a train, and you don't even know who the guy is because he's that close to you. You have to wear a condom just to get on the train because you're going to get some booty slapping. And it's well known in China, if you ever go to China, American women, do not ride the subway because you're going to get in a rude awakening. And that is not his pinky behind there. That's his stinky. So
well,
I'm saying
to guys
to you.
Too, right? On
right.
Booty, on
it really does. It really does. Yeah, I mean, it's the worst. If you go to read some of these horror stories what happened on the Chinese trains, you'd be surprised. And don't think I'm just over-exaggerating.
Talking from experience, but...
You know, I'll do the jokes here, mister. I'll do the jokes here.
We can both tank out.
We can both tank out. You're my manager. So long story short, whatever country you're in, you have to abide by the laws. And I think we got the thing as ugly Americans because we think we're above any country's laws. I think we go there and we act a fool in different countries. And I think that's why they gave us that name, because we're like we're entitled and that we don't obey the tradition or honor the tradition. I think that's the thing that we have about Americans when we travel abroad. I'm not quite sure because I don't travel abroad. I just do the abroad and get rid of her. I don't travel with her. But if you travel abroad, that's something that happens. And that's it for our show. You've learned something today. I don't know what it is, but I'm... What have we learned?
We learned that Brian, we learned that the Matt
Angry comic about comedy.
Needs to get.
Yeah.
No, we learned
about,
that the Matt Angry
no
comic needs to get. Yeah, he needs to get a new manager and he needs to get a new comedy writer.
A new comedy. I know there was no comedy on this show. Hey, I will. Alan, you're supposed to back me up. I want
to
thank the lovely, beautiful Alan.
I'm sorry. When there's bad comedy, no.
That's right. I want to thank the lovely, beautiful Ellen for coming on the show today. Thank you, Ellen. I want to thank the beautiful Erin, who loaned her voice on the show today. Thank you, Erin. And, of course, the Ebony Princess, Miss Lisa. Oh, my God. Thank you, sweetheart. I know you kept yourself on mute, but I know you can hear us. Thank you for coming in. The kings of all kings.
You're welcome, Brian. I'm here. You're welcome, guys. See y'all. Talk
thank
to y'all
you,
later,
sweet.
Okay?
All right, baby. Drive
all
careful.
Right.
Be
bye.
Safe. Bye. And then
bye.
The King of
Watch
Kings,
you later, Ms. Lee.
The Royal Heine himself, Mr. King Webb. Thank you, sir, for coming on today.
You're very welcome, Brian. You're very welcome.
And King Webb has some things, and talk to him about hooking up with his, with a friend of his or his business partner. King has the hook up there in the music world. You, and the King will fill you in on that. You can reach him on Facebook. It's up to King to decide whether you,
yep.
you want him to reach you on Facebook. He'll give you his Facebook page if he wants, or his Twitter page if he wants. It's up to you, King.
Yeah, they can reach me on Facebook. I'm tagged into
I'm tagged in Brian's post, so you know you guys can find me on there.
Yeah.
It's David Portley Jr., a.k.a. King Webb. That's, you know, the Facebook. So,
and he gets the one. If you really want to read something, and I do this, I don't tell King this, but when you get up early in the morning, I have done this, 2 o'clock in the morning, I will look for King's Pulse. And it's always something entertaining to read. I don't know why. I'll go, what's up with King? Either King is going to kill somebody or he's praying for them. I don't know what mood he's in. But it'll never let you down. You know?
Man. It's always something, you know what I mean? Like,
it's always something.
You know, and it's like I try to keep things plain and simple and easy for everybody. Just like I was off the phone earlier from the show because I got a phone call and they were telling me that none of the custodians came in because I didn't come in. And so my boss had to call one of the workers who had quit to come in today. I said, oh, shit, that's horrible.
Wow. That is pretty bad. When you call somebody, you had to quit. I wonder, did he come in? I just quit this job. Okay, I can't be late. I got to go to work. I thought you just quit. Well, no, they need me. How bad is that? That is bad. Is King there? Yeah, I got to go. King's there. He's by himself. All right, y'all better get, I'll give you a ride. We got to get over there. Oh, I know, King. That's horrible. That is horrible. But give King some credit that he has to work with these kids and these horny teachers. And I want to thank Mr. Hotep for coming in, spreading light and joy and culture to the show. It was a pleasure hearing your voice, Mr. Hotep. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Will.
Don't forget to say Jesse.
Oh, yeah. Who can forget Jesse? I want to thank Jesse for wanting to take me into the woods in the middle of the night.
It's been a while since Jesse called in.
It's been a while. It must be bullfrog season. If Jesse calls, it must be bullfrog season. Thank you, Jesse, for calling in. And I wish you success and be safe out there. It's always a pleasure hearing your voice. I am Ryan Hammer. I'm out of here. I have to do things. I have to practice my comedy routine for you guys next time.
And, God. Today, you know what today is, Brian? Today's Tuesday.
What?
Today's Tuesday.
Shows are on tonight.
FBI. It's FBI Tuesday.
Wow. See, we have this thing we watch. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I was going to say after that, we watched the show's FBI. Today's FBI Tuesday. But did you see the game Sunday?
I didn't see any games. I had the grandkids with me, and I had the best fun in the world. I mean, nothing. I just love being with them. I don't know. I just love everything about being with them. And so I had the grandkids and the son and the kid over, and I had a great time. So I didn't see any football.
Yeah.
I didn't see any TV. If you want to know what the Powder Puff Girls did on their last episode, I can tell you. I can tell you how to make a flower on the internet. Yeah. Yeah.
No, but I was just wondering because the Saints played the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Sunday.
Did they beat them?
Yeah, we won, boy. We won. We beat
the
crap out
of
Tom Brady. Yeah.
Oh, wow. There you go.
Yep. Yeah, but see, okay, the bad thing was Jameis Winston is out for the rest of the season.
Oh, is he? So who's quarterbacking?
Yeah. Trevor Siemian.
The new kid with the long hair, the college guy?
He's not college.
Oh,
No, Trevor Siemian. He's our backup quarterback. He's behind Taysom Hill. Taysom is supposed to be coming back this week. Hopefully he comes back this week. And we got Mark Ingram back. Mark Ingram came back.
Good.
So, you know, and hopefully Michael Thomas will be back soon. Taysom Hill is supposed to be back this weekend.
Look at Alan knows his sports talk, and they know the names. Look at you, Alan.
What?
You are a fan.
I follow my thing. Oh, and guess what? Another one. Another thing that's supposed to be happening is that, you know how when we would do the bets, you would have to bet for me?
Yes.
It passed so that now we're going to be able to bet ourselves.
Wow. Wow. Congratulations.
Yeah. Right.
Now
they have it at casinos, but they're working on getting the apps like FanDuel and you know, all of those online betting things. They're working
on
all of that. They're saying that should – so.
You're going to have so much fun, and that means we're going to bet. I have to go through you. Ellen was my betting partner, and we used to gamble, and that year we lost a lot of money together. Thank you.
I should have went to the casino yesterday and bet on the Saints. I would have won a lot of money.
You probably would have. Who knew? Well, I'm going to give you a call in a couple of minutes, and I'm out of here, and I'm going
to
thank everybody
for
coming.
Well, I have to charge my phone, so let me charge my phone.
Okay. So you can charge your phone. Mitchell Hotep, my brother, love you. Be safe. Bye, y'all. Call you later.
Bye.
Bye, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
Don't want to drown no more. Sick of the same old people. Sell your soul, trade it for a shining stone. Ain't nothing in this life for free. Running from the greatest evil. Finally dawned on me. A man's gotta fight temptation. Evil wolves from the door. I hear them scratching like I don't know better. Won't you keep the wolves from the door? It won't be long before I drag me down, waiting to pull me under. I've shaken off my chains, but I still feel those shackles living inside of me. I know I gotta fight temptation. Keep the wolves from the door. I hear them scratching like I don't know better. Won't you keep the wolves from the door? It won't be long before I at my door, a head full of voices screaming out for more. And I can see the shining of his blade. And I can see the shining of his blade. It's a slow road to nowhere, walking with the day. It's hard to keep on moving with you hanging round my neck. The shining of his blade. The walls from the door.